never been homophobic. A lot of guys are homophobic and don't even know it. You ever talk to someone like that? They're like, yeah, I don't mind gay people if they don't run over and touch me. They don't. I see them all the time. They don't just approach strangers. Ah. Mullet. Or maybe it's just me, because I'll be honest, this is not the look that most gay men are after. Every guy, because all they do in the gay community is work out. I mean, every guy in the gym I go to is a homosexual. No one looks at me. Literally, I am like a ghost in the gay gym. I've had guys get on equipment I was still using. I walked into the steam room, there was a nude man, he looked me up and down, then he put on his towel and walked out. And I was offended. I didn't want to fuck him, but sometimes you want to go, ah, no thank you. But I like having gay friends, man, because I'm trying to redecorate the apartment, because my girlfriend now, I want her to feel like kind of welcome when she comes in. And it's a very male-oriented vibe. I mean, honestly, all I have is like signed Black Sabbath stuff and Ozzy shit all over the walls. I don't have anything that a woman would kind of, you know, dig. And I'm stupid. I don't know what a woman wants. I mean, I would just hang up giant photos of dicks. You like that, you size queen? So my gay friend has more of a fashion sense that's closer to women, but just arrogant, man. Gay people are very arrogant. Like, he and I went to a furniture store and I found a sofa that I love. So I call him over. I thought it was really modern. And I'm like, you know, what do you think? And he's really condescending. He runs his hand over and he goes, ah, you idiot, the material's too rough. Then I realized we had different priorities when sofa shopping. When I'm buying one, I don't have to wonder what it's gonna feel like mushed into my face for an hour at a time. He has to worry about that. Because he has narcolepsy. Tends to doze off while he's being shitter fucked. And we had a really uncomfortable moment. Like, I try to treat all my friends the same, but sometimes it's tough. Like, we were just hanging out. We saw this really good-looking blonde-haired guy. My friend goes, you see that guy? He used to work out at my gym. I had him in the shower. And I really wished he wasn't comfortable enough to blurt that out. Yet I still found myself going, what happened? And can I tell you, it was a fantastic story. Is it gay if a guy is telling you a story about another guy and you keep going, wait, go back.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio.
MoreLikeRadio.com, a new standard in internet radio.
You're listening to Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Nailed it. Fucking nailed it. Right out of the gate.
Hey. Shut up.
You're listening to Dutch and Royce. You're on MoreLikeRadio.com.
That was abrupt.
Yeah. So I have my crossfade still set in because I DJ'd a party this weekend, but we'll get to that in a second. More importantly,
crossfade, favorite white trash band.
Oh, another one.
I am Joel Dutch Van Wagenen here with Royce Lopez.
Hi.
Marie Lopez.
Good evening.
Sherry Dahl.
Hello.
Super producer Mitch Heil.
Hello.
Johnny Cakes Sanzeri.
What up, bitches?
And Doc Wheatley.
Heyo.
Full show tonight. If you guys want to get in touch with us, the number is 954-573-2780 or go to morelikeradio.com/live. And yeah, you can see our faces, join in the chat room. If you are a podcast listener and you would like to check us out live and contribute, that's where you go to do it. So the reason why I'm playing this song is did Facebook or Skype fuck up again and say it was your birthday again, Mitch, or is it actually your birthday today?
Wait, it said it's my birthday?
It said it again today.
Facebook said it?
Yeah, and Skype.
Facebook didn't tell me that.
Why would Skype be knowing what your birthday
is? Because Skype
is
linked to my Facebook.
Oh.
Maybe Mitch made up a fake Skype.
This is like the third time this has happened. Dutch is your fucking birthday.
Dutch is the only
April.
Yeah, I know. Everyone knows, but Dutch is the only person who bases his birthday knowledge off of Skype.
Dude, you understand how many times that Facebook and or Skype have saved me as far as knowing like my family members' birthdays? No, I can't keep up with everybody because I'm very self-centered.
That I understand using Facebook. What I'm saying is Skype isn't a reliable source for people's birthdays.
Well, it's like my. I don't even know. I didn't just say my reasons behind it, but go ahead.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done making fun of you.
Don't you hate when you have a friend who doesn't set up their Facebook birthday? And then
yes.
You're the only one who hasn't said happy birthday to them?
Yes.
Okay, so I just looked in Skype. Okay, Dutch. My birth date says it's February 23rd, 1997. And my language that I speak is Rateo Romance.
Okay, yeah, so really? It is 23rd. All right. So
reggaetoni
that's
romance? What
up.
The fuck is reggaetoni romance?
I have no idea.
Why don't you set up your page correctly?
Just link it to your
Facebook.
I had Skype before Facebook, so.
Ooh.
I have the weird
my country. I live in Iceland.
Iceland!
Big Bjork fan?
Yerpa, derpa, derpa.
Gergens, Bergen, Dergen.
Anyways, so what'd you guys do this weekend?
Well, I mean, you want to be...
Ask John. Yeah. He sounds like he had a great weekend.
Yeah, John, what did you do?
I went to Vixens again, and I saw another white trash rock concert.
Now, explain what Vixens is for people that might be new.
Vixens is a strip club that is owned and operated by another strip club down here, mm-hmm. and it's a little bit of rock and a little bit of country. That's their that's their tagline.
That's their tagline, really?
That's... The Osmonds.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the Osmonds own the strip club, Dutch. How do you know?
It could be. Isn't one of them dead?
No, they're alive. They're both alive.
No, I'm pretty sure one of them died.
No, they're not. No, fucking no.
Oh, wait, don't they like own a show place in Branson?
Oh, no, Annette Funicello died. Annette died.
Didn't they own what, Dutch?
Didn't they own like a showroom in Branson or something?
No, I don't know.
Didn't we see that when we were going by, or did I make that up in my head?
Probably do.
Isn't there an assload of Osmonds?
Yeah, but I'm talking about the main two.
Yeah, Donnie and Marie.
Yeah, they're both alive.
Yeah, that's the ones I'm talking about. I'm not talking about
them. Nobody cares about them.
That's my point. It's the reason why I'm like shocked that they're still alive.
Nobody cares about the B-list Osmonds.
Yeah, fuck them.
You know what? You're right, Doc. Fuck the B-list Osmonds.
That's right.
Fuck
them.
I want that hashtag.
What did they ever do?
I want that hashtag trending.
It's like Khloe Kardashian. Nobody cares about her.
A couple people do. She has a lot of Instagram followers,
and that's like those are like real friends that care about you.
Like
she
truly.
Has boobs, so I care about her.
Mm-hmm. Chloe,
yeah,
isn't she like
all
a
the
monster?
Jenners,
isn't
really?
She like 6'10" or something like that?
Chloe's the giant one. Yeah,
no
yeah.
idea.
Yeah, no, she is huge. It's not even that she's tall; it's that she has like Ray Lewis shoulders.
She's the She-Hulk of the what are they called?
Kardashians, yeah.
Mongoloids.
She's a big old bitch.
What band did you see at Vixens, John?
I saw a Pantera tribute band.
What were they called? Wait. Let's guess. Shut up. We have to guess.
I'm gonna put my money on Cemetery Gates.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was too easy.
Too easy.
I was gonna say Cowboys from Hell.
There it is. And the other band I saw was a Black Sabbath tribute band.
Hold on, we have to guess this one. Rice, you go first.
Iron Man.
No, it's not going to be Iron Man. That one's too easy.
I'm going to say Crazy Train.
No, Dutch. No? I think you're. I'm going to go deep. I'm going to say Snowblind.
No, it actually was Crazy Train.
God damn it!
Dutch is number two.
Suck it, world.
And what was crazy? What was even crazier was the front man for said band. Same vocal pitch as Ozzy, looks just like him, and also the mannerisms too.
Was he Ozzy Osbourne?
So it was an Ozzy tribute band, not just a Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath, but this guy really went all in to look like.
But Crazy Train is an Ozzy solo song. His whole thing doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any
fucking
sense.
White trash. I don't know, man. Fucking Cirque du Soleil.
Wait. Hold on. Doc, are you telling me that a strip club rock band might not have their shit figured out? Because I, sir, am calling you a liar in front of everybody right now.
Shit.
Oh, I don't think so. That is a fine-tuned machine. I'll have you know, sir, that who did you go watch there recently? Saliva?
Yeah, I saw like the actual band Saliva.
So Cakes brings us up before we go live, and Marie had a good question in that, like, are you just going to see them because you like them now, or are you actually doing this for the show?
I guess it's a little bit of both.
Why?
John. Don't be afraid. Just say your feelings.
Don't be scared.
We won't make fun of you. If you like them, just say
no.
Them.
We're gonna make fun of you.
I really like fucking what the hell's it? Well, yeah, obviously they got some hot bitches there. Let me tell
you.
Yeah,
but they usually be tripping.
Yeah, I know, chicken heads.
But like the main reason why I went there is because I never got a chance to see fucking Dimebag and his band. So if, like, I saw the tribute. I went there to see the tribute band for fucking Pantera. And
it's funny because most of the girls that are there, it's because they either weren't hugged enough by their dad or hugged way too much by their dad.
Yeah.
So anyway, the concert was good.
Yeah, the Pantera tribute band. Like, I was worried that the frontman for them.
You're worried someone's going to jump in from the crowd and shoot the lead guitarist.
Well, that, and also I was worried that the guy was going to try to be Dimebag, but he wasn't. He was his own thing. He just had the vocal range.
Yeah, no, he was alive.
Dimebag was a guitar player.
Yeah, and also this gentleman was alive. So,
and I don't. Fucking that. All I know is that next week is Drowning Pool.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, Drowning Pool. Shit.
The real one? Or
John is going through the list of our white trash shit. He's going through it.
Fucking, floor, right?
That song was really popular when I was a senior in high school or junior in high school. Yeah, and that's what my football team would listen to before we took the field, and I hated it every time.
Oh, so you had a predominantly white football team. That makes sense.
Oh, because yeah.
If it was,
that's why we lost all the time.
Yeah.
But you're going to lose your mind now. Okay, Mudvayne.
Worst loss in Colorado State history, and we also have a Colorado State record of most negative yards on a punt, but go ahead.
That's awesome.
It's a good record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My school.
But and then also Drowning Pool, and then Mudvayne's got a side project called
Audiotopsy. Oh, thank God, because I was worried. Because I was like, oh my God, I need more
Audiotopsy.
Hey Dutch, remember last
Autopsy? Ew.
Yeah.
Ooh. Dutch, remember?
I wish you could have Mudvayne again.
Yes, can
we? But earlier.
Which reminds me.
Or the better name,
Dutch. I don't know when you want to do this, and of course we're gonna let John finish, but. Rorschach and Doc decided to redo all the commercials for all the shows on MLR.
Yes,
and I would like to play them, and I would like for Doc to explain.
Okay, we can do that in the second hour.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
That works.
This is going to be fun.
This is something you could have said after John was done.
No,
talking.
No, I think we're fine. Listen, we were talking about Mudvayne. Give me a break. John, go ahead. I apologize, buddy.
I was just going to say the other band is like some like no name band called like Violent New Breed. I imagine it's just like another white trash band, but not with, the backing of said Drowning Pool or Audiotopsy.
I feel really bad for interrupting that.
So my question is, like, when the Ozzy or the Black Sabbath tribute band is playing, Iron Man, how do the strippers dance to that? Because that's not really a booty shaker. Not really, no.
Dude, because the way the stage is set up, they have two stripper poles on each side of the stage, And then front and set, you know, and then they got the main stage. So you got girl like five girls stacked on top of each other dancing on like the main, like on the center stage, like juggling balls and whatnot. And then you got, and then all of a sudden, like, they stop, and then, like Ozzy or fake Ozzy go, hey, let me get some of you girls up on the stage. And then, like, they just.
Oh, he even went in with the accent? Oh, what a fuck.
Dude, he had the whole thing. It was like he looked in a mirror.
By the way, does anybody else see that that's not impressive? I've never found tribute bands or cover bands, like, to be good.
No,
it's like never. You didn't write or come up with any of that shit. You're just doing an impression of something you've seen for years.
Well, we recently
the way I see it for the tribute bands, I mean, I totally get that. But like the bands that don't play anymore and the people that still like that music or never got a chance to see them live or don't have the funds to pay $500 to actually see said band if they are still alive and kicking, you know, you pay $20 to go to a strip club to see them.
No, John,
by the way,
you don't
still
have
a problem with the name tribute band. You're a one band cover band. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's not a tribute.
Well, they say tribute because they actually dress up and act like the artist. That's why they say it.
Go fuck yourself.
Like, what was the Nirvana cover band we saw? What were they called again?
Nirvana cover
soaked
band.
Soaked in bleach or something.
Soaked in bleach, probably.
No. It was another one. We recently saw a Nirvana cover band. I forgot what the fuck it was called now.
It's Nirvana cover band.
Heart shaped box.
Was it called Pasta Splatter
it
on the back of the wall?
It was
heart
shaped box.
It was called Heart shaped box.
Oh,
and
get it.
And he actually they dress like you know, the fucking band.
Yeah. Was it called Self Inflicted?
Oh God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was a Toe Trigger.
All of them. It's just the whole, that whole, no offense to you, John, but like, I don't understand anyone who would go to see a tribute band.
I have a business idea, Dutch, for in the vein of tribute bands. Let's do tribute bands of one hit wonders. What do you think?
Ooh.
I think that
just have one song and then get off the
and
stage.
And then get off the stage because that's all they're going to want to hear. So we'll do that. Awesome. Like, you know. Fucking,
I call the Snow tribute band.
Okay. Oh, fuck, dude. That's a good one. That was a very good one.
Dutch, you got to understand, like.
Down. Okay, even though, I want to get the band that sang La Bamba. Okay, is that
wasn't
cool?
Wasn't it La Bamba? Oh, no, it was Los Lobos.
Yeah, there you go. I want to be Los Lobos cover band.
I just want to mow my lawn now.
I just want to sing 99 Luftballons, but the German version.
Okay, that's a good one. That's good. What's the name of that? Oh, they have no name of the band, though.
Forget
why hasn't the tribute idea moved its way into other forms of entertainment? Why can't you go to a place and watch a tribute Guy Fieri cook shit in front of you?
Why I mean, can't you?
That'd be a good job for Hammy. He bleaches his tips.
Yeah, you're right. Hammy could be fucking
good.
And Hammy, and
nobody looks right.
And Hammy
likes him.
And Hammy,
and it's called Flavor Town.
Oh shit. Well, what, like Margaritaville, the fucking Margaritaville hotel?
Hammy's always telling me how he finds things dope and gangster, so I think that'll work out really well for him.
Yeah, to go with that, like, could people get away with being a tribute comic? Like, could you just get up on stage and just
Amy
do
Schumer's
someone's ass?
Yeah, Amy Schumer. Thank you, Mitch. Amy Schumer.
Didn't Gallagher 2 do that?
Carlos Mencia. Kinda.
Carlos Mencia.
I'm shocked
that
video got as many hits as it did.
Isn't it crazy?
It's weird.
That video, and there's still comments on it. You know that? Like, every time I pull up a...
She's not stealing.
I feel like that maybe you wouldn't have tributes of people that were in different places that you would pay to go see. But I do feel like Madame Tussauds Wax Museum will get to that point where they'll throw out all the wax and they'll just have people there doing the impressions standing in place over and over again for you to
don't
walk
they
by.
Do that sometimes?
Tribute museum.
A tribute museum. Exactly. Where everyone is slaves and they have to stay there all day long.
Do you know if I went to that place, how I would just annoy everybody by running out of the back and screaming, I volunteer as tribute?
Well, that's nice. Well, you know, they got a place like that in San Antonio, Texas, like for those that can't, you know, don't have the funds to go to Washington to see, you know, the White House. They actually have a full scale model of the White House with wax replicas of every single president.
Why?
Dutch, I feel like with your look right now, you could be like a tribute Bam Margera.
No, have you seen Margera recently?
And you could be a tribute potato.
Oh. Dutch didn't like the first thing Doc said.
Dutch is not 400 pounds. If you've seen Margera recently,
he looks like he
ate Margera.
Yeah. He looks like Phil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like he ate Phil.
Yeah.
And then his wife, it's like they don't match.
Dutch, didn't you say that you had an amazing story?
Oh, yeah, Dutch. I got stabbed this weekend.
Okay.
You almost got stabbed?
I'm so surprised. So,
is that slang for like getting banged in
the
dick
hole? No, a knife almost went into me this weekend.
Oh. Nice.
By a guy.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Consensual.
No. This wasn't. Okay. So my brother, my brother Chris, Hot Dutch number two.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah.
He's leaving on like a 6 month work thing.
Jet plane?
So he decided
to. Can you just say he's leaving on a jet plane?
Well, not. Well,
no,
he's
leaving on a midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on a midnight train.
So he decided
Georgia.
To throw himself like a goodbye party with him and all his friends. Now, Hot Dutch number two is living with two of my other brothers. You guys remember Black Nate?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's living with him, and he's also living with my youngest brother, Dan. Who's like 6'9" and the kid's only like 18.
Okay.
Anyways, so they all have like a bachelor pad together, and they're always constantly having parties and bitches. Their ages range. Actually, Dan is 19, so they range from 19 to 26. And Nate's 26.
Come on, knock on our door.
So they have a lot of friends, party friends, that, and the other thing. So my brother Chris says, "Hey, I'm having a going away party. I want to throw it at our house. Can you DJ it?" And I was like, "Sure," because for those of you who may not know, I do like party DJs every once in a while, like weddings and or
bar
mitzvahs. I did Royce and Marie's wedding.
We know.
Now hold on. Let me say what Dutch is going
to
say, which
I'm
is I'm thinking for the new listeners.
Someone like Doc, who may not know.
And yeah.
And I'm being annoying.
Yes, she's.
Then he's going to do mine.
Yes.
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 But my wedding is about Royce.
Royce Lopez.
No. This is my time.
Royce Lopez presents
the story of Dutch getting stabbed.
Yes, I like that.
So. I show up to the house or whatever. I, set up my stuff. They have this like second landing. It's not like a basement per se, but like it's a nice house. And so he set me up in like the second floor down the flight of stairs kind of thing.
In the basement.
And it was a good little setup. And then they had all this stuff, set up in the kitchen, yada, yada, your typical bachelor pad party. And I was like, how many people are supposed to be coming? He's like, at minimum 50, maybe at most 70. Well, there's like maybe 30 to 50 people coming in and out, all the way up until about 1 a.m.
Oh,
and it
shit.
Was like, kind of your general run of the mill party. Everybody was getting hammered. And then the clubs let out. And a lot of people who were at this one particular techno party thing, needless to say, this house got overrun by like 110 people within a half hour. And I was like, what the? And I'm by this point,
and
all my brothers are completely fucked up, and they were on a lot of different things. I don't really want to say just because there might be criminal charges pending.
Fair.
By the way, so I'm just going to type in the chat room what I'm not even joking. Like,
okay,
I can't say this. Please don't say it on the air.
On what chat room?
Mountain Dew.
I can't read it. God damn it! I don't have access to the Skype. What's happening?
No, chat room, the MLR chat room, fuckface.
Whoa.
The chat room.
Yeah, Royce, why would
man,
you?
Man, no wonder you got stabbed.
He knows. Yeah, Dutch must have pissed off
you?
Somebody.
Okay, so that kind of shit was going on at the party.
Okay.
And there wasn't any of that going on before all these people showed up. So at one point I was telling my brother Chris, who was completely faded on the first item that I mentioned.
You know what's
in my little list here?
It's what's
so Mountain Dew.
What's funny about the list?
Mountain Dew.
Real quick, what's funny about the list is two of the things make sense, but the last one doesn't. Like for what kind of party it was, I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Okay,
impressed. Joe made it.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing: is I'm there and I'm just drinking. I'm not doing anything crazy or out of the, I stopped doing drugs a long time ago, and I just was just there, and Kelsey and I were both there. We were both planning on getting Ubers back like responsible 30-year-olds. So
okay,
We got overrun by a bunch of early to mid 20-year-olds doing a lot of that stuff.
Okay. I get
now, at one point, I was like, hey, Chris, there's a lot of people here. Do you know any of them? And he's completely fucked up. He's like, fuck it, dude. I don't care. I'm like, hey, look, your house, if the cops get called, I'm not getting in trouble. I don't care if you don't care.
Yeah, just drop a sick beat.
Until I hear someone say, he's overdosing.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
There's this kid. He's getting, like, kind of dragged around. He's foaming a little bit at the mouth. And they, like, start pulling him out. I'm like, I'm calling an ambulance. He's like, no, don't call an ambulance. We'll take him to the hospital ourselves. I'm like, okay, well, we'll get him out. He's going to fucking die. We don't want him dying. Like,
dude, my uncle owns a hospital.
Are you not good friends? Get him out of here. And they, like, they brought him out to the front lawn. And by the way, this is in the burbs. Like, this place isn't used to this kind of a rager, having, like, you know, 100-plus people at a house with all this nonsense going on. And this is closed, I think, like 2 a.m. at this point. Mm-hmm. They sit this kid down, like right on like the front lawn, like stoop, like right before it goes into the grass. And I'm like, get him the fuck out of here. And they're like, we just want to make sure he's okay. And I'm like, I'm calling an ambulance if you don't get him out of here. I'm not having someone die in this lawn. I don't need that on my conscience. Get him to a hospital. So they've literally had to like carry him. He wasn't like lifting his legs. It was a bad situation. So he leaves.
Did he live?
Yes.
Okay.
The next day he came back because he forgot his wallet.
Uh-huh. So isn't that great? Yeah. Oh, no matter how bad it gets, if you survive, you still need your wallet.
Oh yeah, you need your wallet.
I'm gonna need that.
So I turn around and I go back inside, and you know, Kelsey and I were like, Jesus Christ, that was crazy. What the hell? So at this point, like I said, there's a lot of people coming in and out of this party or whatever. There was this like guy who was dressed. He looked like James Brown, like, but was put in a dryer and was shrunk. The guy was like the height of Prince, but he had like the flattened hair and like this weird suit getup. And, you know, the first thing I said, I was like, hey, James Brown. He's like, yes. I was like, okay, I'm trying to be.
Whatever. I don't know who that is.
And I walked away. But periodically throughout the night or whatever, I'd walk upstairs and I'd hear James Brown just say like random shit like, Nixon is the reason why we're in this shit right now.
Wait, what? Oh, okay.
Oh, I love those type of people.
How old was he?
He was on acid, if I had to guess.
How old was 1/16th replica of James Brown?
I want to say early 20s, okay. No older than 25.
Okay. So. No one in their 20s should be screaming about Nixon, by the way.
Very well informed.
So, I would just hear random stuff like that. So I'm going up and down the stairs, going to my DJ booth, like, you know, some drunk girl would be behind my DJ booth trying to like change music and be like, bitch, get the fuck out of here. I screamed at a lot of people that night. Well, at one point, you know, after the guy overdosed, we were like, all right, let's just start. We got to get some people out of here because my two brothers aren't going to kick anyone out because they're too fucked up and they're just too fucked up. Mm-hmm. So Kels and I are just like, all right, if we don't know you, get the fuck out. If you don't know anyone who lives here, get out. And so we kicked out about maybe like 20 people at that point. Then
anybody like throw feces on the wall as they're leaving? Like,
No. A couple of people are just like, all right, bro.
What do you think, John? People are just shitting on cue and just fucking throwing it on the wall?
Well, I'm just picturing like a whole bunch of people that you don't know coming to a house party and then either stealing shit, fucking shit up, or just leaving their mark.
That's exactly why we wanted to start kicking people out, because we knew it was getting to that point where that kind of shit was going to start happening. So,
and you know what? And when that person was overdosing, next time just call an Uber, take it off out of your hands, throw him in the back of an Uber, tell him to get out of there.
I was going to call an ambulance. Be like, dude, if he's dying, if he's overdosing like you think he is, you got to give him to a hospital if you actually care about him.
Isn't the ambulance like the original fucking Uber?
Yeah, it only took you one place though, but yeah.
Yeah.
No. A lot more expensive.
Anyways,
except on search night.
So we kick a few people out. I come upstairs and I see James Brown curled up like on like in a ball, basically sitting on top of like a corner end table at the corner of the wall. And like he's having some sort of like a discussion with Black Nate, my brother Nate. And I didn't really pay attention. I kind of like turned towards the kitchen to like get something. The next thing I know, Nate grabs like, you know, like those tables that you can extend by putting leaves in the middle of the table.
Yeah.
He pulls one of those sectionals out and holds it over his head.
Your brother.
He goes, fuck this, man.
And I look over and James Brown is sitting there with a cleaver in his hand.
Oh, Jesus.
That he had taken out of the kitchen. And I knew this kid was on acid and I knew he wasn't going to do anything. I don't know why he had the knife in his hand in the first place. I'm assuming it was because he was on something. But I know my brother Nate that he's a complete teddy bear until somebody does something fucked up to someone he knows or around someone he knows. Then he goes completely. He's like a sheepdog that went rabid. Like he goes nuts. I've seen him do some pretty violent shit. And so in that split second, I'm like, okay, he's going to get stabbed if he tries to come at this guy. And this guy, you know, who's one of those wily little black guys.
Out. And then before you know it, it's a beat it video.
So basically he was a tough guy.
So, well, no. Now my brother, Chris,
guys have their brother, hands tied. Switchblades are everywhere.
Hot Dutch number two. And one of his other friends try to stop Nate from going at this guy and they can't really hold him back. Cause he's, you know, he's imposing his will at this point. I run over and I do the bear hug thing where I pull his arms down. So he drops the leaf thing and I pick him up and I bring him to the back room. And while I'm going back, I look back at Chris and I go, take care of that shit right now. And I go back to the room or whatever, and I am able to stall him for a little bit. I get back to the room or back to the kitchen or whatever. I'm like, is everything good? And they're like, oh yeah, he's gone. Next thing I know, they're like, he's still here and he's walking outside the front with a knife in his hand. So I was like, oh my God, I'm the only one who's sober enough. And this is the first time I've ever said this before. I'm the only one who's sober enough to handle this.
Wow.
So I walk
out
front.
Did you have like a cape that just kind of flew behind you and you put your hands on your shoulder? Like, I'm the only sober
one. At this point, I was in like damage control mode. I just wanted to make sure that nobody got stabbed, nobody got hurt, and that nobody died. So
you went all father figure on him.
I walk outside and James Brown is walking up and down the street with one of my brother's knives. Now, these are the knives that my mom got him for Christmas, which are really nice. Like, you know, those like super nice, sharp knives you get, like the cutlery good ones, because my brother's a huge cook or whatever. And I know these things are pretty sharp, but I know this guy's not going to do anything, because in my head, if you're going to stab somebody, you really have to hate them to actually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be something personal when you actually stab somebody. And I walk out and I was like, dude, James Brown, drop the knife and get the fuck out of here. There's no reason for you to be here right now. Like, just get out of here before I call the cops and you'll be fine.
Shoo.
So he.
Get out. Get out.
So he looks at me
and
he's like, he points the knife at me and goes, you motherfucker said you were going to call me a cab. I'm like, I'm not fucking calling a cab for you, man. Get the fuck out of here and drop that knife. And he kind of like runs at me. And I kind of like jump back in a stance and I kind of stand there for a second. He looks at me, he goes, pussy. I was like,
are you fucking kidding me?
Yes. And I'm sitting there going, I'm like, dude, you're not going to stab me, but I'm going to I'm calling the cops. So I have my phone in my hand, dial 911. He wasn't fazed by it. He just starts pacing up and down the sidewalk. I'm like, dude, I'm calling the cops. I mean, I don't know what you want me to do. You can't have me with a knife. I call the cops and I say, hey, there's a man walking down up and down our block with it. Within 30 seconds, two cop cars show up.
Fucking snitch.
Damn.
Fucking
not a snitch, dude. I mean, he had my brother's knife and he was dressed like James Brown. I think that alone.
Fucking. So fucking.
Wait,
you
what
know
era
what?
James Brown?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, John. Yeah. Asking good questions. What era James Brown? Like late James Brown? Like, you know, younger James Brown?
Like, ha! I feel good.
Younger James.
And like doing splits?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I get it. That could be dangerous.
What I want to know is what song was playing when this was all going down.
I think it was California Girls by Katy Perry.
No, wasn't. Get out of here. You tell such a fucking brave, tough story, and then the fucking musical backdrop is fucking California Girls?
Yeah, dude, it's just, yeah.
You could have just lied and just said, X gon' give it to you was playing.
Yeah.
Bush going to, wop.
But anyways, yeah, there you go. I think he was like doing, I don't know what he was doing. But anyways, so... That's going on. And hold on a second. Kelsey just walked in, so I have to switch headphone inputs because she's a needy bitch.
Yeah, Justin says in the chat room, he goes, it could have been worse. It could have been the Macarena. That's true. You could have the Macarena. See, that's like, when you think it's cool is going to happen, you never expect it. In real life, it's not like the movies, you know?
Or even worse, a slow song.
Yeah.
Would be like kind of good, whisper? Though, would be like I Had the Time of My Life from mm-hmm. Dirty Dancing. That'd be pretty good.
Well, it's so not a quinceañera.
Anyway, so these two cops show up. You know, this poor bastard, this guy who was just trying to leave the party happened to be walking down the opposite side of the block to go to his car. Cops run up, grab him, throw him against the car, and then James Brown. And that guy was just like, dude, they're like, shut up, you know, because the second they hear man walking down the street with like, now James Brown had at this point, the second he saw cop cars come up, he threw the knife, you know, underneath someone's car.
Obviously.
And I'm standing right there. I'm like, what the? Okay. So I let the cops, you know, detain the other two guys. They come over to me and they're like, are you the one who made the call? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, all right, turn around real quick. And so they, you know, they put me in handcuffs for like 2 seconds just to frisk me and make sure I didn't have a knife on me or something like that. Take me out. And they're like, all right. Now, meanwhile, James Brown is against the cop car and he won't stop talking. He's sitting there going, somebody's dying inside. They're raping women and they're killing people and there's heroin going on and they're doing acid and they're killing babies. They're raping babies. I saw them do it. And he's
what a fucking so the tough guy turns into a fucking puss.
Oh no, yeah, he's sitting there like just making shit up. And I'm now the there's a guy cop and a chick cop. Now the chick cop has him against the car and the guy cop is over next to me and like both him and I look at each other and we kind of go like, what the. And so at that point the cop's like, all right, he just said people are dying and hurt legally. I have to go inside the premises and check now. And I was like, you're fine. Like, yeah, we got nothing going on. I mean, you know. And so I'm sitting there hoping that anybody who was doing something illegal inside might have put it away. None of them were doing it out in the open. But anyways.
Did you walk up being like, hey, guys, the police are here?
Hey!
No, do that thing.
This is my friend, Officer John. But so anyways, so he goes inside and there was. The cop kind of knew what was going on.
And to be fair, it's a lot easier in Colorado when you're going to have to fucking hide your weed anymore when the cops come over.
Oh, my God, dude, my brother had one of the rooms in the house is dedicated to growing pot. He had two huge pot trees in there. And the cops, like, looked inside, whatever. My brother, you know, comes running out of nowhere and he's just like, I have a card for that. I have a grower's card.
So I got permits.
But the cops knew what was going on. They the second he opened the door, he's like, "Is anybody dying in here?" Like,
meanwhile, like I said, getting raped.
James Brown is still screaming the entire time and whatever. And so they come outside. No, but he, like I said, he's a slight guy, and like I said, I knew he wasn't going to do it, but he still lunged at me, you know, with the knife. But here's the thing, I went soft because. When I got the police, because I had to do a police statement because whoever makes the 911 call needs to make some sort of a statement of what was went on. Yeah. It was clearly obvious to the cops what happened because I was like, hey, by the way, the knife's right here. That's our knife. And they were like, oh, okay. And so they had everything they needed on the guy, but they still needed a statement from me. And the one cop, I don't know why she was asking it like this, but she said, and I told them everything I just told you guys. They were like, okay, so did he run at you like he was going to stab you? Or did he run at you and he just so happened to have the knife in his hand? And I paused for a second. I was like, I could fuck this guy up, but then it means like I might have to get called back into court as like a witness. And I was like,
it's not worth it.
It's not worth
exactly.
It.
Exactly. So I was like, I don't think he was going to stab me. I got to be honest. He wasn't coming. You know, he was just running at me, I think, to make me flinch, but he happened to have a knife in his hand. They're like, all right.
But then he doesn't learn.
Yeah, oh, he got arrested. He learned.
Yeah.
A slap on the fucking wrist. No, I would have told him that they fucking lunged at me with a knife.
Relax, Judge Dredd. Calm down. Yeah, but dude,
it's a whole getting tied up and doing in for a character witness and all that kind of nonsense.
Yeah, you might have to be a fucking juror, not a juror. A witness.
I didn't want to, you know.
Yeah, you're going to get subpoenaed.
So in that split second, I'm sitting there and that split second going, I don't. Oh, by the way, nobody knew who this guy was. He was just a random dude that just showed up at the party.
It James
so it wasn't
Brown.
Like he was friends with somebody. So, but
I feel good.
But the thing is,
if you myself a Dutchman.
I'm just, okay. My whole thing with this, Dutch, is that if you didn't do the first thing, like say the first thing, what's to stop this asshole from coming back over your house and causing more
not
shit?
Not doing acid again. I think that's what it was. I don't think he was really trying to start anything. I think he was trying to steal a knife. I think something happened where he pissed off my brother, Nate, and he pulled out the knife, and then Nate got really mad. And then it just escalated from there. I think that's honestly what happened. So,
you know, the same thing happened with Peter Parker. You know, he just let him go. And then look what happened to Uncle Ben.
He's right.
Same fucking situation, yeah. Man.
He's right. You're going to regret it later.
I did get bit by a spider a couple of weeks
ago. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That means my uncle's going to die.
I'm just saying, Dutch, man. I'm just saying.
No, dude, he got arrested and he basically is going to get charged with, like, you know, he had too many people all saying the same thing. Yeah, he was basically, he's probably going to get criminal threatening or something. Yeah.
Criminal negligence.
No, there's like, it's not a, you know, attempted to murder, but the one mischief. Like two levels below that.
Criminal mischief, aggravated assault.
Criminal hilarity.
Aggravated threatening. I think, I don't know.
Aggravated threatening.
Criminal hijinks.
Hammy says, by God, he's got a knife. Someone stop the damn party.
Oh, my God, Rock.
Oh, my God.
He hit him with a steel chair.
That black man has taken out the leaf of a table and is about to smash the other black man with it.
That
oh, my God. Look at the carnage just was sprawled across the lawn.
That DJ has a family.
Cut the commercial.
And he likes Katy Perry for some reason. Goddamn time with that California. You ever heard that song? It's a good song.
I like how King, the ex-wrestler, is the one who's like, what's he doing? And gets all high-pitched.
Yeah,
right.
What's he doing? Oh, is he the puppies?
Oh, puppies! Ha ha!
Justin in the chat says assault with a deadly weapon. Is that you? Is that what he's going to get, Dutch?
He didn't assault anybody. That's his point. Whatever, threatening with something thing. He's probably going to get that charge. So. Mm-hmm. But apparently, dude, and by the okay, so it wasn't just the two cop cars. Like 18 other cars showed up.
Oh, shit. And
18? From what,
oh, there was a ton that showed up.
More like four.
You think like old man?
No, there were a
see
lot
more than that. They said close to half the police force was there.
Half the police force.
You can see all the other cars on the top part of the block hanging out.
No, not at the top to the right.
Yes.
No, I only. Saw
oh no, there
the
was
left.
Ones hanging out there blocking the road coming in.
Oh, I didn't
do
see that.
Oh yeah.
So you're right.
So do you think old man Jenkins at the end of the cul-de-sac like called everything in? Like, they're making all this racket and there's knives.
Joel.
Here's the thing: is that they have a 90-year-old. Woman who lives right next to them who's like half deaf.
Uh-huh. So
apparently she slept through the whole thing.
Aww. What a sweet old lady.
You know, no neighbors were outside standing out front.
I'm sure they probably, well, I'm sure that the guys, you know, the boys got, you know, calls or, you know, the next time they see them walking through the neighborhood.
You know what,
like,
Dutch?
So crazy party last Saturday, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I don't
that's
know.
That's the time. That's the time. When that guy has a knife, where you just wish is one of the occasions you're like, you know, if I had a samurai sword right now, this would absolutely, he would run away. Because then he pulls his knife out. You pull a fucking full-on samurai sword.
Yeah, oh. Like, what, motherfucker?
Yeah, exactly.
You missed the opportunity.
Hattori Hanzo.
Dutch, you missed the perfect opportunity where you could say, that's not a knife, and then pull out a bigger knife and say, this is a knife.
That's not a knife.
At that point, dude, I knew in the back of my head, he was a pussy. He wasn't going to do anything, but you never really know when someone's that fucked up.
So or was, that looking like James
I
Brown.
Looking
I know.
For jokes at the time. I was sitting there going, damn.
You didn't make any James Brown zingers at his expense.
Stop. You weren't don't hurt me that. Now. Stop. Yeah.
Hey. Hey, gonna stab you.
Wow.
Gonna stab you. Not gonna do it. Oh, that's cop. Gonna hide the knife. Gonna skedaddle.
I'm imagining a cross between James Brown and the metal robot from Futurama that always wanted to stab people.
Oh,
do you know that robot? Yeah.
But anyways,
yeah. So, anything I'm leaving out, Kelsey? I don't.
Hey, well, you walked in halfway through the story.
You said he was shorter than James Brown?
Yeah, he was shorter.
He was shorter than Kelsey, and you guys have met Kelsey.
He was tiny.
Yeah.
Because you said that, the whole story, I was picturing like a Gary Coleman type in a James Brown outfit.
He wasn't a midget.
Stop! Like, don't hurt me now! He's probably like 5'2".
No, he wasn't 5'2". He was like 5'5".
Oh, so he had the Napoleon complex.
No, I think it was
he was a skinny little motherfucker.
Skinny guy, the weirdest dressed part, exactly though, like James Brown.
I heard what you said. When he was sitting on the counter, I mean, that little side table, there's like three plants that are also on that table. So he's like kind of like in between them, looking all freaking weird, like in the fetal position.
Yeah.
And then, Nate grabbed the middle of the leaf thing or whatever.
Table leaf.
Grab the table. And Joel, your head, you were turned around. I'm the one that screamed, Joel, he has a knife!
I said that part, yeah. And like I said, I was telling them. Like,
what the fuck?
The main thing was is that I knew that this guy wasn't going to do anything, and I knew that my brother was too fucked up to not realize that. So he was going to get in a physical confrontation with that guy and probably get slashed by a very, very sharp knife.
I can't believe not one person offered to dance battle the situation and to control.
What I'm amazed is that you didn't have like a really cool like one line saying like an action movie star when he was arrested, Dutch, you know?
Like right so, boot, really got it.
Yeah, you should have said something about the knife, you know?
Dude,
it was actually very intense.
Well, you know, like that, during the part where I had picked up my brother and got him away from the situation because I knew he was just going to make it worse, I'm trying to calm him down in the back room, and he's sitting there, you know, like a pit bull on a leash, just going, and I'm just like, dude, calm down. And at one point, this guy who was like, I think close to 7 feet tall,
He was huge.
Sticks his head in the room. He knows my brother, but he doesn't know me. And he's like, is this guy bothering you? Is everything okay? And I snapped on that guy. And I was like,
you snapped on Lurch?
Get the fuck out of here, you piece of shit. You have no idea. Who the fuck are you? And I'm like, in his face.
Jesus.
And then Nate had to pull me away from that guy. And that's when I was able to get Nate to calm down. I'm like, okay.
Oh, I want you to hit me so bad right now.
Do you know that they're...
In that moment... It was when Nate was like, oh, shit, what I just did for you, you're trying to do that to me right now. I'm like, yeah, you see it now? And that's when we walked out.
Do you know that there is a James Brown song literally entitled I Got You?
Yeah, there you go.
And you didn't play that as he was getting taken away by the cops?
No, he was outside. I was trying to make sure no one got stabbed. I couldn't be like, hold on, sir, run down to my DJ booth, hit that, and then run back up.
It's your one job.
Yo, man, hand me my aux cable, man.
I love how like, that's the only thing I know how to do.
Yeah, it was your one job.
At that party, you had one job, and that was to DJ, and you didn't DJ your own sequence?
Did you hit the sound button?
You didn't even play.
If he had attacked you, you would have yelled, DJ Powers Activate.
Yes.
Gone exactly. After him, right?
Gonna hit you with them ones and twos.
Yeah.
Record smash, and then I hit him in the head with vinyls.
Dutch, you should have at least popped on a little motivational music, and then you start fighting him. You'd be like, "You come to my party this time of night and threaten me with a knife." Then you kick him, right? And then the hottest girl at the party will make out with you.
Me.
I've seen.
That did happen when we got home.
Dutch. Congratulations, Dutch. You were an 80s movie.
Oh, I was a winner, winner, chicken dinner all the way around.
Kelsey, that was adorable. Me.
Oh, I was that girl. I am the hottest girl there. Oh, I mean, your ex-girlfriend was there, too.
Oh, that was awkward. Yeah, Kelly was there.
Whoa. I didn't know that.
Whoa.
She missed all the knife drama, but yeah, she was there earlier. They just kind of like, oh, hey, hi.
I love Dutch is the type of person who has knife drama at his parties.
She missed all the good parts.
That just means that, like, we the next day, by the way, we didn't get home and get to sleep till like 5 in the morning.
Or 5.
Who cares? Late.
The sun was starting to come up.
How did she find out?
Do shit all of Sunday. We were just like, we're old. We can't handle parties where there's drugs and knives.
Why did we do that?
It's rough, right?
So after that, we were just like, dude, and that's just it. I think Kelsey and I were the only ones who were just drinking and nothing else. Everything else was going on at that fucking place.
Right.
7 years ago.
Did they do an assessment of the house? Like, if there's anything like lost, stolen, or broken?
No, oddly enough,
nothing was.
There wasn't anything stolen. Nothing got damaged because I think, especially after the overdose situation, Kels and I started just kicking people out. We're just like, all right, if you don't know anyone who lives here, get the fuck out of here. And so I think that quelled it pretty quickly. The numbers dropped pretty dramatically after that because it was like, you guys are bummers.
Marie posted a picture in the chat room for those that are
lobster knife fight.
It's a picture of two lobsters. It's a picture of two lobsters each holding knives, and it says lobster knife fight. Words cannot express the awesome.
Oh, I get it. They got butterfly knives. Butter goes with lobster.
It's just awesome that lobsters are holding knives. I think that's all they're going for.
Because lobsters have claws, but inside the claw is a knife.
They have a knife. Double the attack. Awesome.
I was just
Those look like Maine lobsters. Florida lobsters don't have knives.
I was just Googling more knife fight animated GIFs for this conversation. I came across lobster knife fight.
What about that crab with a fucking bread knife?
Yes, I just posted that in the chat.
It's the picture you don't expect to see when Googling image.
Mitch posted it. This has been going on Facebook for this month, but it's that crab with the fucking steak knife is killing me, man. The animated GIF is killing me. I can't handle it.
Dude, it's like I can hear him just going back up, bitch.
Yeah. Hey, I'll cut you, Holmes.
Hey.
Back up. I'm a little James Brown crab.
Ow!
Ow, don't make me hurt you now.
Don't pinch you.
Oh, fucking.
Sorry to derail you.
Nick's the reason for all this shit.
Fucking.
That got me.
That moment you described where you said you realized you were the sober one who had to deal with the situation.
It never happened in my life ever.
But I've never related to that more because I've hated those situations where you realize, oh shit, I'm the adult.
I'm the sober one tonight.
Like if I was just at someone else's party and some crazy shit was going on, I'm gonna be like, oh, fuck that. That's crazy.
Well, like I said earlier, like when everybody started showing up, I first said to my brother, I'm like, dude, this is a lot of people. Do you wanna? And he was just like, no, fuck
it. Awesome.
And at the time, like I said, hey, your house, you don't care, I don't care. So I just let it go. And then it was after that, the overdose situation where it was like, okay, okay.
Okay, yeah. So apparently Marie posted this in the chat. There's some sort of Roomba fight club going on because there's two Roombas, each has a balloon on its back and a knife in front of it taped on. And I guess the goal is
pop the balloon.
Right.
I'm almost willing to drop another $700 on a Roomba to get another one so we can have that with the one we have.
How much would they pay?
Roombas are expensive.
Yeah, they're like $800.
Roombas are very expensive.
What, do you think robots are cheap?
Yeah, they're not.
I love you so much.
But you think robots are cheap?
Not in this day and age.
You're so sweet.
But anyways.
Yeah, and you
pay like $50 from like a Shell gift card.
And you can't give them knives.
In a couple of weeks.
And
I'm going to be 30 and Marie's going to be 31.
That's true. We have the same birthday.
Yeah, I'm old.
Exact same birthday.
Royce, you want to attach your name to that too?
No, I'm good. I'm fine.
I thought he was already the party coordinator.
I'm fine. I'm good.
No, he's
got too much on your plate right now.
Yeah, I got a wedding I'm worrying about, right, guys? I got this big wedding that I'm planning for Mitch and Jerry.
Too much on your plate.
Wait, so if you're planning, does that also mean you're buying?
No, just planning. I'm not your fucking father.
No, we actually have to pay him.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't tell you. I didn't tell you.
He's your fucking consultant.
You didn't even think of that.
Excuse me. Like, I wouldn't give you.
You didn't set aside money for the Royce Lopez consultant fee?
Yeah. Come on. I'm actually doing work for this wedding.
Shut up, Dutch.
How did you work this deal out?
Shut up, Dutch. I'll tell you how I worked it out. You know, I'll tell you exactly how I worked it out. Someone has to be there. Help Mitch get dressed. That's going to be me. I'm the guy that's going to be there.
No,
and dressed.
No, his mom's going to help him get
dressed. I am going to help.
Only one I trust.
She's going to help me get dressed.
Pick out
Royce.
Rings.
I'm
Royce
helping.
Help me get undressed.
I'm helping all the bridesmaids get dressed. It's this really big responsibility for me.
I think people.
Royce, are you
going to
be the cake tester?
It's not like everybody's under the age of four who needs help getting dressed. Like I think.
It's not we need it, it's that we want it.
Thing is, bras,
your wedding.
Bras are so cumbersome, and sometimes, you know, you need help.
Right.
If bras are cumbersome, then what are cumberbunds?
What do I do with these tit holsters?
Oh, shit.
Those are cumberbatches.
Yeah. Oh, so anyway, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
You were talking about knife fighting?
Oh, yeah, Roombas.
Oh, right. But yeah, I think that's about wraps it up. I have nothing else. You got?
Is Kelsey okay?
She was fine.
I actually kept my mouth shut while Joel was talking to the cop. I sat there the quietest I've ever been.
Yeah, well, because I looked over at you a couple times. You kept trying to interject, and I just
gave you the
cut your head off motion.
Yeah, that's just
left and right.
And that is
the worst.
No, I did good.
It's like when you have your girlfriend like get involved when you're having beef with some dude, and it's like we're not going to fight. We're just going to yell fuck you a couple of times back
don't
and forth.
Don't fuck with me. My boyfriend will fuck you up.
You can't talk to me like that. My boyfriend knows karate.
Give me more credit than that.
Mitch, don't even
listen. Like, I don't know.
I'll say about Kelsey is,
I don't know whether or not that she was talking loud when the police were there, but that's probably because it wasn't during a movie. Because during movies, she turns into an inner city youth.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't shut the fuck up.
I don't recall that at all.
I recall the Hateful Eight with the fucking...
I recall the first half of it you ruining because you were awake. And then when you fell asleep, then we could watch a movie.
It was a 3-hour movie. I fell asleep 30 minutes in.
And I wish you would have fallen asleep 1 minute in.
I wish you would have fallen asleep a day earlier and not cut it up.
I wish we'd fallen asleep before we actually went on the trip.
Okay, now that's just rude.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
I got nothing.
I love you. I'm just kidding. Don't be mad.
She's not mad. You can't see her. Well, hold on.
Why you gotta be so rude? Oh, she doesn't look mad. She's fine.
Yeah.
You know, if I didn't...
She's fake sad.
If I didn't despise confrontations, I would totally go up to random people and punch them in the face and say, my husband's really big and strong. And
no! Do not do that. Do not get me. I am not going to get roped up in any of your bullshit. Leave me the fuck alone.
Marie, so how do you feel about random snowball fights?
I'm for them.
Nice.
I just can't. No. Don't do that shit. Please. I don't fucking need.
There's nothing worse than somebody who just, like, you have a situation in hand. And I'm not saying you, I'm just saying in general, people who do that. Like, you have a situation in hand. Look, we're just going to scream fuck you at each other a couple times. And then she says something that just makes it 15 times worse.
That girl Summer ran out and did that and tried to grab Nate. And was like, get the fuck inside. What are you doing?
What do you mean?
That girl was like, Nate, stop fighting. I'm like, what the
fuck? What are you talking about? What part of the story? You got to give some context, honey.
I have no idea what
you're talking about.
No talk. I like it when you talk.
Please don't let Joel stretch you up.
I'm not telling her. I have no idea what she's talking about.
Joel, shut up. Shut up.
This is my show.
I just got home from work, so I'm going to go fill up.
I talk
about you scared her away.
No, she's so elusive.
She's so very shy.
Yeah, great. Way to scare away. We've been trying to mate her for months.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's like the rare panda thing, right? You have her in captivity because you're trying to mate her. Pandas never want to fuck, man. Pandas are the worst.
They hate each other. They're like, dude, I want to fuck someone looks like me.
Pandas.
I just want to eat bamboo, man.
Pandas friend zoned all pandas.
They're fucking terrible. Pandas are pieces of shit.
Still a breed.
So they're just like, oh, no, I could never possibly have sex with Adam. And Adam's my friend.
And because of Jack Black, they all sound like Jack Black in my head now when I see them. And that fucks things up.
It's true. Kung Fu
there
Panda.
There are few entertainers I despise more than him.
Really? Why, bro? You like rock and roll?
He's like the actor version of Guy Fieri.
Oh, God.
Jack Black fucked up. He had a following. His first Tenacious D record is really good.
The first Tenacious D record is amazing. I agree.
What if we had a panda that was dressed up like Guy Fieri that only talked about how money bamboo was?
No, I don't like that.
How money...
No.
But out of all the ferocious animals in the animal kingdom, the panda bear, it's like, oh, look, he's so cute and adorable. It'll still maul the shit out of you.
Yeah, pandas like don't fuck around.
Yeah. Look how cute and adorable it is. Like, no, he's going to bite your face off now.
Yeah, most other vegetarians are frail as fuck, but those pandas will screw you.
Yeah, they don't fucking play, man.
No.
They love attacking Asians.
Yeah, Justin says Jack Black is annoying. Yes, I agree. Jack Black, and again, Tenacious D was good. He was pretty good in Tropic Thunder, too.
I enjoyed him in Orange
County. I think that's the last time I enjoyed him.
I enjoyed him in Orange County.
Yeah, he was great in that.
I keep touting that movie. It's not as good as... I don't think it was as good as you think it was.
No, it does not hold up.
I loved it.
I haven't watched it recently, so I can't tell you if it holds up. I did like it when it was first out, though.
I enjoy the crap out of it.
Sean, you're the same height as me.
That is neat. Go ahead, John.
I was going to say Nacho Libre.
I haven't seen
that. Oh, no, I didn't like that one.
I never did. We see it? I never saw it.
Yeah.
Do you think that was his downfall, was Nacho Libre?
Probably.
It was the beginning, yeah.
It was the beginning of the end.
Because they were trying to go for like a Napoleon Dynamite vibe, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they were.
They even had, didn't they have Pedro in it? Okay. Didn't they have Pedro in it too?
Probably.
I believe he was in it. Or maybe
no,
it was
the guy that looked like Pedro.
What a lightning in a bottle that movie was.
Oh, that's sarcasm, isn't
it? Napoleon Dynamite does not hold up.
I'm talking about Napoleon Dynamite, not Nacho Libre.
Oh. Yeah, they fucking... The person who made Napoleon Dynamite...
Sorry, I fat-fingered it. That was my fault. I apologize. I was trying to type something. God damn it.
You're going to do... No.
No, I wasn't going to play anything. I was actually... Forget
trying to type, but you have the board pulled up?
Yes.
So every once in a while, if you have that pulled up as your first window, this kind of shit happens when you try to type.
How long can you do this for?
I can do this all day.
I got a lot of things to do.
Why are you yelling at me?
Although, some news just came out about the director of Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, yeah?
Is it breaking news?
Breaking news.
Do it. It
came out today.
My nippers are so pink.
No, what is that? That's not part of it. That's
they have been. Their name was Jared Hess.
Okay.
And he has
the
been
Hess
tapped.
Truck?
Yeah. And he has been
Can
tapped.
You save that for after the break?
Oh.
I got to pee badly.
You mean are you talking about Jared? Caesar. Jared the Mess Hess?
Jared the Mess Hess.
Oh, we're talking about that after the break. And also, all the wonderful promos that Rorschach and Doc made for us after the break. Dutch needs to make pee pee. That's happening. It's happening. And we're only going to fire Rorschach, so don't worry.
We'll be right back. Chris and Royce.
Live Radio! If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, it's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday at Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Last Sunday show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Live Radio!
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2?
Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
MoreLikeRadio.com. A new standard in internet radio.
The Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean.
Like, yeah, but you're saying like what they do in the play.
Yeah. I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
This is from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And
my vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. If you don't mind me testing out my acting skills
read
real quick,
it.
I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now this is the new promo because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshow.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film because I'm still in like $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that. Nostationrequired.com. And also... Oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those... When is that?
The Cousin Joe, Wyoming Nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
MoreLikeRadio.com, a new standard in internet radio.
No, no, get down. Get your ass down right now. Hop off there, blonde ambition tour.
Daddy, you cannot talk to my son that way.
Get out of here. Got doo-doo and chocolate over his hands, ruining my goddamn handlebars.
What's going on?
Okay, Wayne was just sitting on his jet ski.
And that's why you're swearing at him?
I will continue to swear, Dustin. This jet ski ain't a goddamn toy.
Yes, it is.
Do you know what would happen if you would have dry accelerated this jet ski on land? He would have ruined it.
If you're really strapped for cash, sell the jet ski.
I don't tell you what to do with your money. Don't fucking tell me what to do with mine, okay? And Cassie, do not stare at me with those dead eyes, you jerk bitch.
Kenny!
Instantly, I regret saying that. That was a horrible thing to say. It's just, I'm Kenny Powers, and I'm very upset with how I'm acting right now. I just have a very hard time expressing my emotions, and I can't stop from yelling. So I'm very sorry. I don't mean to offend you, Wayne. You have fucking pissed me off, but I'm just very upset right now. So I'm going to go ahead and go, but I'm not going to stop yelling because then that'll mean I lost the fight. So please leave a key under the mat. I love y'all very much. Peace out.
And here's what makes it really marvelous.
Second hour, Dutch and Royce here, morelikeradio.com. You can go to morelikeradio.com/live to check out the show every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight.
Oh, Dutch, I want to say hi to the... We have a couple of people because I'm monitoring our YouTube chat because we're also live on the More Like Radio's YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And people in the YouTube chat, you can't Skype us at Ibbitjuice Film, but also go to morelikeradio.com/live. where that's our main chat.
Or you can call in 954-573-2780. But if you're already at the YouTube page, you can see that our number is right there on the screen. Right. So
yeah, or you could just Skype us. That's easier. I mean, if you have a cool Skype setup, please, by all means.
So, but not tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mitch, for photoshopping Panda Guy Fieri. That's saying how.
That's what I was doing during the whole break.
God damn, you're quick.
I just saw that. That's great. Anyways, so. So we had what promos that we had to play? What's set up on this again?
We had Jared Hess news. Yeah. Doesn't seem that exciting anymore.
Man, yeah, it's not as.
Who the fuck is Jared Hess?
Exactly. They directed Napoleon Dynamite. I knew that was a bad teaser.
Just the course of a normal intermission break of our show already devalued the story.
Made us realize we don't give a shit. I'll tell you real quick.
Ooh, Photoshop.
Well, I kind of want to know a little now.
He's directing a movie called Nicktoons.
Okay. This is cool.
All the classic Nicktoons teaming up Who Framed Roger Rabbit style. You got your Rugrats. You got your Hey Arnold. You got your Dougs. You got your Ren and Stimpy's. You got your Rockos, your Cat Dogs, your Angry Beavers. Mm-hmm. All of them.
And
all real live monsters.
All animated.
Live action mixed with animated.
Oh,
like Who
the hell?
Shit.
I care. This is big. This is big. And you know what?
Big.
This is huge. This is just like Saved by the Bell news. This is something.
Oh my God.
That.
No.
This is something.
Was that Dutch's inner Dutch?
No, that's my better half.
Both Dutch.
We both, by the way, were listening on the way back that one day. You guys drew it. And both of us were just like, what the fuck are they doing?
Crushing it, bro.
Yeah, that was great. We got millions of emails about
it. It was
thing.
Crazy, Dutch.
Sure,
yes, the AC Slater fan club was just hitting us up. It was
I thought
cray,
you were
cray.
Already the president of that club.
Doesn't matter how they knew about it. John, why don't you shut up?
The emails titled, can I sue you for wasting my time?
No, Mario Lopez is a very nice gentleman.
Yeah.
Jeez, you know, Dutch, it makes you think that you didn't have a childhood where Mr. Belding, you know, was your principal.
I mean, this would be like finding out they're doing a big crossover movie with Saved by the Bell, California Dream.
Yes.
Okay.
Hang
is there
time.
What's this
City
promo
guys.
Thing that you guys All made? Them. You made promos for something else? I'm switching the subject. I don't give a fuck. I'm literally going to trample over both of you.
So for those who listen to the More Like Radio shows, you hear the promos that we play all the time for all the different shows. However, our good friends over at Rorschach and Doc decided that they were going to spruce up. I guess that's the best word, right?
As a service, we
right.
Something we were told we excel at is our
right.
promos mm-hmm, mm-hmm. are really good. And we've listened to a lot of the More Like Radio promos, and we're like, a lot of these
those
need
are
updating.
Really bad.
Yeah, a lot of them need updating.
Yeah,
fucking Sully's mentions 12 people who's not even on his show anymore.
That's fair. That's fair.
Fair point.
Yeah.
That's fair.
He's busy, you know, doing things and not fixing that. So it's
a
fine.
Lot of them have become monotonous. I can't hear Chancher, your surname again.
I love
strangle
that.
Someone.
I love that. We do it specifically to make Dennis upset, but yes.
Okay.
Change your username.
Yeah.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Just
that,
click
so
the link.
Here's the thing. Is the majority of our promos we made back, like, at least when I was doing a lot of the production. This is back when I had, like, a minimal job. Now I'm, like, kind of running a company, so it's hard for me to do any of that stuff that I used to on my spare time.
So Rorschach and Doc decided to help us, and they made a Dutch and Royce promo for us. And Hippo Juice, too. You want to hear Dutch and Royce one?
We made a promo for
every
show on the network.
More than
Thank
breathing.
You.
Here we go. This is Dutch and Royce.
Hey, Rorschach. Do you ever go, hey, I want to listen to more Hippo Juice?
You know, I do. The 2 hours, it just ain't long enough for me.
Yeah, what if you're like, hey, this Hippo Juice show is the bee's knees, but guess what? I'd like to hear it again a day earlier.
Now what are my options?
You can listen to the other show called Dutch and Royce. Dutch and Royce is like, what if Hippo Juice was again, but earlier? It's a good show. It's got Royce, it's got Marie and Dutch. You know who it doesn't have though? Lopez. Lopez is gone from that show. He's only on Hippo Juice. But check out Dutch and Royce, or as I like to call it, Hippo Juice Jr. We oh, hold on. I almost forgot to say. It's whoa. Oh, I forgot who can say the time.
I would like to say something here.
Okay, well, first off, very accurate. I like it. The best promo I've ever heard for this show. Yes, I agree. We have
Hippo Juice Jr.
Were you channeling your inner Mitch Hedberg? Like, what was that?
What do you mean? That's just me.
Only an hour earlier. And that was funny. I give you that.
Maybe I can just bake a cake.
Right. I at the end, I realized
I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to too.
Guys,
we have a caller.
Oh,
hi caller, who's this?
Hey, turn your radio.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's turn your YouTube down? Yeah, turn the YouTube down. Yeah.
Guys, we have a caller.
Oh, Jesus fuck.
Oh boy.
Where's the beef?
Did you find it?
I don't have beef.
No, just turn down your YouTube though, because we can hear it. It's echoing. We're messing around. Just turn it down.
I'll turn it down.
Sorry. Thank you.
Turn down for what?
Anyways,
perfect. So what's up, buddy?
What's up? What's your name?
Yo, what's up? My name's Devin.
Hey, Devin.
What's going on?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington, Indiana.
Washington, Indiana.
See,
nice.
That's one thing that I don't understand is, like, where do the balls of certain small town USA towns get off naming themselves after bigger, awesome towns like DC? It's like, hey, we're Paris,
hey,
Idaho.
Fuck you. We have a Hollywood, Florida.
So. Yeah. Where do you guys get off? It's already one of those. Anyway,
okay, what's the biggest town near Washington, Indiana?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
What's the biggest town near Washington, Indiana?
The biggest town?
Yeah, like, how close are you to, like, what's the biggest city?
Biggest city, yeah.
Ooh, honestly, I don't know.
Don't worry, Google will tell me in a second.
Did you just move here from Amsterdam? Like, what's
no,
the biggest,
I didn't.
Are you, how far are you from, like, Indianapolis?
Or Gary, Indiana?
A couple hours away from Indianapolis.
Do you know where you are right now? Are you in trouble?
No, I'm not. Why would I be in trouble?
Wait, hold on. Wait a second. Has Liam Neeson?
Make sure our listeners are okay.
Has Liam Neeson called you in any way and threatened your life? Because we can help you if that's happening.
Yeah, he told me he was going to find me and kill me.
Okay, well, see, that's the problem.
Do you have his kids?
The problem is, ever since Liam Neeson's got in the Alzheimer's, he thinks everything's
she's
a movie.
In my basement.
Okay, you probably should admit that on radio, but it's fine.
All right, so Devin, what do you want to talk about, buddy?
It doesn't matter to me. I got a question though.
Yes.
Okay.
Who do you think won in the fight between Batman and Deadpool?
Batman and Deadpool. Okay, this is a fair question. Deadpool. I like this question. Okay, hold on. I have some questions, Devin, though. Some questions I need to ask first. Are we talking young Batman or old Batman? I need to know, like, what age range?
The newest Batman. Not Ben Affleck, because he's probably going to be a shitty-ass Batman.
So Christian Bale.
Yeah, Christian Bale.
Christian Bale Batman versus a Ryan Reynolds Deadpool. Okay, now we're talking straight up fist fight.
Fist fight.
Okay, oh, fuck. Okay, I think Batman wins still. I think Batman's going to win. I mean, you know, Deadpool.
Well, how do you defeat Deadpool?
No. Because here's the thing. Batman doesn't kill anyway, so him not being able to kill is no problem. But I'm sure you get incapacitated. I mean, you could cut off his limbs and stuff. So, I mean, I'm going to go with Batman. You always go with Batman. Batman beats Superman.
Yeah, and if Deadpool was going to be, you know, let's just say they're a lot... Not even fist fight aside, let's just say they're able to use their given weapons. I think Batman has a lot more to his disposal than Deadpool does, as far as like the amount of things that he can use, as far as his gadgets and whatnot.
Now, what if Deadpool had a semi-trained monkey to help him?
Well, now you're really throwing a variable into here, because now you're adding an animal, and that's
a good question. Why would Deadpool have a semi-trained monkey?
That's neither here nor there.
Why not?
The question. Would it help him in this fight?
I like where you're going with this, Marie, but I guess I do agree. It's like the monkey, like a Weapon X monkey. Does he also have powers, or is he just a normal run-of-the-mill monkey?
See, Devin, you don't understand is that whenever we have a debate about something, we always throw animals in the mix to see if it makes a difference.
We become curious. Yeah, so
yeah,
like,
but what if Batman had like a white tiger?
Why does it got to be white?
Yeah, why does it got to be white, bro? Racist, fuck it. Hashtag.
I'm not trying to be racist. Like, what the hell?
Black tigers matter. Black tigers matter, bro.
Well, actually, the white tigers are...
Have better jobs, and that's fine. But that doesn't mean you have the right to come on our show.
They're actually mutated. They're not as strong as the regular yellow tigers. It's a
Asian,
it's deformity.
Asian tigers, you fucking racist.
Yeah, Tammy said, whoa, semi...
Asian tigers.
Well, they're all Asian because you can't find tigers anywhere outside of that continent, right?
Yeah.
You probably lower.
Really got to turn your radio down, buddy.
We can still hear us in the background. Just put it all on mute.
Oh, thank you. Sherry brought this up.
It's Down's tiger.
There's a Down syndrome tiger.
Down syndrome tiger.
I learned about this when I was hammered.
His name is Downey the tiger.
So what if Batman had a Down syndrome tiger versus a trainable monkey?
Does the tiger really have Downs?
Yeah.
Look at it.
His name is Kenny.
How do you?
The price of inbreeding.
How do you know it has Downs? Is it pushing shopping carts in front of a Walmart? I don't know. How do you tell?
Because
how about the fact that it's drooling from its mouth?
I don't see it wearing a helmet.
Well, look at its big tiger head.
Okay, well, at first I was going to say the tiger would win over a semi-trained monkey, but if it has Down syndrome, then I think the semi-trained monkey will learn over time that this tiger is actually not that good.
There's a video in the chat to teach you all about him.
Well, okay, all right. I'm curious now about Down syndrome tiger.
I'm not.
I am so fucking... How are you not?
Can I ask you a question? Are you an Eagles fan?
Dutch is an Eagles fan, yes.
Oh, my God.
Why? What's your team?
Don't tell me you're a Cowboys fan.
I'm a Kansas City fan.
Well, then we're not even in the same division. What?
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Because
we're not
even in the same
conference.
Yeah, but they got to the playoffs this year, didn't they? They wouldn't Eagles do nothing because ass.
Hey, look, I'm not trashing your team. You're coming after me for no reason. We're not even in the same division. That's my point. Why do you hate the Eagles?
In all fairness, the Eagles are kind of trashy.
Can't we all agree that you're both idiots?
Please
I don't know.
Each other.
Okay.
I agree with Devin that you ruined the Philadelphia
you know what?
Eagles, Dutch.
In the chat room, Hammy says, because the Eagles sucked, I'm with Devin on this. Sorry, Dutch. I mean, it seems like everyone's with Devin.
You know what? That is a good argument. You got me on that one. You're right.
Okay,
My Eagles are bad, which means the Chiefs did so much better. How bad did you guys get trashed in the playoffs again? That was embarrassing. Worst loss in Chiefs history.
We lost to the Patriots by 7.
Oh, you could take my old ex-coach and go suck it.
And we beat the Texans 30-0.
Oh, yes, well, hold on.
Saying I beat up a fourth grader.
So did the Dolphins. The Dolphins fucking beat the Texans. The Dolphins beat up the Texans like it was Madden on easy mode. I don't want to fucking hear it. The Texans suck.
I like my joke better. Yeah.
Wait. Right. But which Madden, though?
It doesn't really. Devin, does it really matter?
The Spanish edition, 2005.
Hey, I have a question. Hold on, everybody. Okay, Devin, is this your first time listening to the show?
Holy fuck stick.
Devin, you there?
Sir.
Hey.
You broke up.
Sorry, you broke up there. Is this your first time listening to the Dutch and Royce?
I think that was a yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yay. Okay. How did you find out about us?
Well, I guess we were just going through the videos. We were looking for, I guess, people live, and I guess we found this one.
Right.
Okay.
He was saying, but look, he's saying
consolation prize.
I'm going to translate because Devin's trying to be nice. He's saying the Jew Run Media YouTube had our No, I'm just
Devin.
I'm Devin. I'm
Royce. What did we say about you're not allowed to use that word?
What word? Media?
No, you're not allowed to use the other word.
Run?
No, the other one.
Devin?
No, the other one.
YouTube?
Sure.
Oh anyway,
the
right, hey Devin, we're gonna let you go, buddy. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey Devin,
keep listening. If you want to hear more of our shows, go to morelikeradio.com and you can actually see like the live, like, you know, there's a feed there too, not just on YouTube, but we also have it on our website, and there's a ton of shows that are on our station. Like I said,
go to morelikeradio.com/live right now and go to the chat room. That's where everybody is. It's a different chat room. Sweet. and hang out. Yeah.
Or just, you know, type in Dutch and Royce and or more like radio.com on
iPod. You've already given him too many
iPod.
Too many things.
Leave Devin
He's
alone.
Good.
You know his stance.
He has his instructions.
You know Devin's stance on the Jewish media.
Do a mid-show plug, fuckhead.
I said Jewish
hey,
media.
No. You watch your damn mouth.
See? Devin, whoa.
You're going to scare him away. Stop
this guy
it.
Doesn't know whose side he's on.
Yeah, go. Hey, Devin, I'm with you. I'm a big Chiefs fan. Dutch could tell you that about me.
I am a huge fan, but okay, whatever.
Yeah, dude, I was a Chiefs fan when Joe Montana played on the Chiefs. Going that far back.
All right, Devin.
Thanks. Dude, thanks, buddy.
Thanks
appreciate
for
it, dude.
Listening. Good luck with Alex Smith.
Yes, all right, brother. Later. Okay, nope. So
I'm calling the best of segment right now.
There it is. Great.
I'm not going to give him. There is that weird delay when it comes to Skype that happens, especially when you have multiple people on a call. So I'm not going to trash him too much about it. So
yeah,
he did pretty well.
Hey, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We got to keep the people that actually take time to call the show.
I remember when we used to get calls all the time.
Yeah, I know. Well,
we should stop putting Craigslist ads again.
YouTube's help. YouTube helps though because it's actually a lot more people see it than
because it's a live thing.
Well, it sounds like he found us on YouTube the way people used to find us when Livestream was popular, and then again when Ustream was popular.
People just randomly trying to find a live show.
Just the new thing.
I for one like Devin only. Because he fucking trashed Dutch about the Eagles and that right there.
Nice. But he came at me with some
I love that.
He did not have anything to do with it.
Dutch.
Chiefs fan.
My favorite thing.
I'm NFC, you're AFC, basketball, and man. We're not even in. You're in West, I'm in East, and we're not even in the same conference.
Dutch, my favorite thing was that he was a brand new listener, never heard us before, and he still picked
he
you to hate. You're the hateable one.
It's the vibe, bro.
It takes people a couple listens. Like, oh, we don't like this douchebag. But he was right off the bat. He hated me.
All right, so now I want to
have any more of these promos.
Yes, we do. I'm moving on.
Start with this nonsense.
I'm moving over to Hippo Juice. Rorschach and Doc made a Hippo Juice promo for us. Let's go ahead and play it.
Perfect.
Here we go.
Hey, Doc.
Pause.
The professionalism.
How fucked up were you two idiots when this was going on?
Zero. No fucked up. We are professionals. Who were
you can't
recording
even say
that together?
A face.
You could like showing each other your wieners. Like, why are you guys giggling so much?
Listen, we recorded your guys' shows like last, so we were already all fucking weird. And
don't worry about it. You know the best part is you made all these promos for all the shows. But you know what's going to happen now? All us shows now are going to make just Rorschach and Doc promos.
Do you understand what you started?
We love this.
It's going to happen. No.
Get on.
We're doing it.
Our goal was to where everybody's commercial breaks were just mine and Rorschach's voices.
Hey, I like
that's
it.
That's the goal.
That's a good goal. I like it. You know what?
You don't think I intended on swapping out every promo for your promo tomorrow?
And can I tell you how fucking freaked out Rorschach was in the staff page? He's like, don't fire us. Don't fire us. And then I go, all right, I guess I'm only promoting Doc. Because
we fire people who like call the police on someone's child.
Well, only
we're like, hey, what actually happened?
Yeah, we'll give him a second chance.
We're like, mind your business.
He was so apologetic for us. Like, oh, please don't do this. Don't fire me. Blah, blah, blah. So, the way I do things, I just said, you're fired. Or so fired, I think.
You really are the worst at people skills.
Let's go ahead and play the Hippo Juice promo.
Yeah.
Hey, Doc.
All right, I'm gonna get it together.
All right. Hey, Doc. Did you know that the hippopotamus is the most dangerous creature in the animal kingdom?
Did you know that Beetlejuice is the most dangerous movie villain in history of world?
All right, I'm gonna pause right there for a second.
Is that supposed to be a Russian accent?
No.
I am questioning that right there, your science behind that statement. I don't know if Beetlejuice...
No, it's like Reese's Pieces method. Chocolate and peanut butter.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. I guess we'll keep going. Yeah. I apologize then.
Maybe if we combine their powers, we can get something...
Why is Strong Bad here now? Like, I don't understand what's happening.
I'm going to pause every 3 seconds. Can we play that whole thing out?
Sometimes Strong Bad just comes out. I can't help it.
Are we going to go back to playing it?
Yeah, I'm going right now.
Call the Hippo Juice. The Hippo Juice Show. The Hippo Juice Show. It's a weekly comedy podcast, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com. check them out. They got fucking.
By the way, we still got. That's just half. There's still more. It sounds like it's about to end, but it's not ending.
So many
it's
people.
It's like
on
the promos
it.
In Rick and Morty.
Yes.
We were going for a loosey goosey feel. Like
I liked
that.
It. Yeah. I liked
but
it.
But it's not bad what I'm about to say. But this could be the most useless thing I've ever heard.
You say useless. I say my next Hippo Juice promo.
Fucking so many people on it. And there's that. Video too.
Look, he's fucking, the facts are there. The facts are there.
Yeah, I got the facts.
Yeah, you can't say he's not.
Oh my God, right? We just play this.
There's Royce.
Thing.
There's Lopez. There's
Marie.
Soon to be engaged couple.
Couples and Joel. And a John. And Sean? I don't know. Check them out. More like Radio Hippo Juice.
There you go.
What do you right? think, Dutch?
Pretty perfect commercial, right?
And Sean?
I don't even know if anyone knows who Doc is because it's all voices and there's a weird like he just kind of like morphs into different personalities every other sentence.
He's a doctor of linguistics.
Hey,
man.
I'm Mitch Hedberg. I'm Strong Bad. I'm some weird sort of Russian accent that I'm not sure of.
I'll give you Strong
I'm
Bad,
talk
but I did
like
not
I got
hear,
chewing gum in my mouth.
I did not hear Mitch Hedberg at any point.
I'm talking about the first one.
You are basically Herman's head. Like you just switch like from one thing to another.
Yeah. It's like if Frank Caliendo had no talent.
That's
oh,
me.
Wait, he doesn't have talent.
You mean he has negative
so
talent?
Frank Caliendo.
Oh man, Frank Caliendo. You say what you want, but that gentleman has a job. All right.
Hammy just said these are hysterically bad. I think you should play the Nerd Stew one next.
Oh, okay.
A Brain Stew.
Brain Stew. No, let's play Nerd Stew.
Sure. All right, Hammy, let's play.
Doc, I was sitting around the house thinking the other day, masturbating, wondering what
Cousin Joe
Hammy are up to. You know what
Cousin Joe
and Hammy are up to, those two crazy cunts. They do a show.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Because wow. This is
we
amazing.
Recorded this. We recorded this before the whole Brain Stew
before the Brain Stew meltdown.
Yes.
So obviously,
oh, shit.
You had to superimpose Cousin Joe over fucking Punchy.
That's funny.
Correct.
Oh, that wasn't done on purpose the
like
first
I didn't even
time?
You bother trying to re-record it. You just did that.
I thought that that was on purpose because of the meltdown. You had to, you literally
we
had
literally
to dub
had
over
to
the person. Oh, no.
Hammy, feel free to Skype in, buddy. It's your show.
They do a show called Brain Stew Radio. Yeah, you know what? It comes on Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Brain Stew. They talk about news. They talk about brains. They're talking about making up a fine stew. They're their cooking show.
I like a good vegetable stew.
Me too, but they don't cook at all. Never mind. Listen, you got to check them out. Brain Stew, more like radio.
Okay. The voices and everything.
You call them a cooking
Doc,
show where
I
they don't cook?
Punch you. A little bit.
These are fabulous.
You gotta play more like TV.
No, do we have to?
That's the next one
yes.
You gotta play.
Yes.
Yeah. We have new listeners for the first time in a little while. Like, why well, this is
listener.
So inside.
Yeah. And we have
so
Hammy now.
Hi, Hammy.
Hammy's here.
That is the best, worst promo I ever heard in my life.
Are you gonna use it?
You work in actual radio these days.
Yes, bravo on that promo. It's so bad, it's good.
Thank you. That's what we were going for.
The superimposed Cousin Joe. that made me laugh really hard. Bravo.
Well, Joe was too short. It didn't fit over the syllables of Punchy. So I had to go Cousin Joe, yeah.
I love it whenever we have any obviously dubbed over audio. The other commercial that Joe and Dan did where they had to make a new promo, that one gets me too. The bad editing.
Yeah, Cousin
editing
Joe's
the
good.
Extra
you could have also done Joe.
Didn't we have one like that? Like way back, like early days of Hippo Juice. Didn't we have one for like
yes.
The audio Audible?
Yes, we did do
where you
one
guys
like
were yelling
this.
At me about like how I hadn't made a new one in a while and I just overdubbed
yep.
like different books.
Yes, I remember. You totally did. And it's been your style ever since.
I haven't done anything ever since.
That's what I mean. That's your style.
Hey, how about you learn how to use this fucking shit, Marie? Get, sit yelling at me about not doing promos. I'm trying to run an empire here.
I learned how to do my job, and I'm still doing my job.
So am I.
No, you're not.
Being funny. That's what I'm supposed to do.
You're not doing that one either. Job.
Yeah, you're not
really. Coming from you, Hammy.
Oh, he got mean quick.
Just because you can like not have dead air doesn't mean it's entertaining or good.
Oh shit.
Snap. Oh snap! Listen, I'm gonna bring us
Did
all
it
back.
Just get
together.
Awkward in here. And I thought we were trading shots. What happened?
I'm gonna bring this. I'm gonna bring
Nobody
it
got
out.
Gay all of a sudden.
Nobody got gay.
Did we?
I already
I've
was.
Always been gay.
I mean, there is a penis right next to my mouth. So
I guess maybe? We could get gayer.
You shouldn't call your girlfriend that.
Oh, that's not nice.
That's just.
How's it going with the new girl, Hammy?
Yeah, how's the new chick?
It's fantastic. Actually,
have you guys done anal yet?
No, we haven't.
Fuck.
Oh. Our homework. That was two.
That was your homework was to do anal.
Yeah, remember?
Well, we didn't.
Did your dog eat it?
Did your dog eat it?
See, it worked on two levels.
That was good.
You see, because the first level was the dog actually eating the butthole. I don't know if you got that.
I got it, okay. Marie.
No, we got it.
Okay. And the second one was
I
a
got it!
To dogs eating your homework as an excuse when you're a kid and you forgot to do your homework.
I just, it's with him. With her, it's impossible. It never stops.
Well, because you were laughing on one level, but
no,
you were laughing on the second level.
Marie, I told you this a while ago, I totally stole your bit, and I do it all the time now.
I hate you.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's
fun.
It ruins Kelsey's day when I do it, too.
Sorry, Kelsey.
No, it's okay because he always goes back and references. Do you remember when we were in Branson and Marie said that one time? And that's why I'm doing this is because Marie has this bit. And that's
Aww.
Now
I, Jesus, you explain the bit too.
No, not
I go three layers deep on it. I do the joke, say it again, say why it's funny, mm-hmm. then go back to why I'm doing it and why I thought it was funny the first time around.
Right.
God, it just ruins
Dutch,
everyone.
Don't go a fourth layer or you'll get stuck there and somehow there's a train with your ex-wife on it.
Oh, you're right. Dreidel. You're right.
Don't mention ex-wives. I'm triggered.
Oh, come on. Oh. You see what you did there?
I'm sorry.
Oh, wait.
Look, we're all sorry Punchy left, but it's fine.
Yeah, seriously. Well, to be fair, his ex co-host does have less facial hair than his soon-to-be ex-wife, so.
Yeah, Hammy is divorcegenic.
That made me uncomfortable.
Why? Is that a problem? Hammy, can I not make fun of your ex?
I don't care.
See, he doesn't care.
I'm getting divorced in real life and then both on the show. I lost two important people in my life, so
well,
this is great.
Really, one. Did you
I'm
really
gonna
care
go back
about your
to
wife?
Eeyore, Hammy. I don't like that. I like
no,
Eeyore, Hammy.
You're
no.
not.
Hammy is actually doing what he loves to do. He cleaned house.
Snap.
That's really, really mean.
Oh, God. Except instead of labels, it's people. For those who don't know, Hammy is very OCD.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's like so many layers of inside going on at this point.
I apologize to the new listeners. We're going very inside tonight.
Hammy logic took over.
It sure did. Do we have more? More of these commercials?
More like TV.
Oh, hold on.
That's the next one.
Oh, please, please, more.
Yes, Game of Thrones. Coming next.
Hey, what if there was a third Hippo Juice show?
All right. You know what? Look. You know what? The thing is,
I don't think you understand.
It's
the
problem. The
mass amount of popularity okay. our personalities have.
So we spread
things.
The love. We spread
like the
love.
Chris Hardwick of things.
Uh-huh.
To
you don't
want to
be that.
To be fair, the content is solely dedicated to only one show during More Like TV.
Well, we explain what it is.
Okay, good.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Aside from Dutch and Royce and Hippo Juice, but this one, they only talk about TV shows. Well, you got to check that out. It's More Like TV. They talk about Game of Thrones. They talk about fucking Fargo. Wasn't that a
fucking
movie?
Voices.
And they talk about goddamn other shows like True Detective. You got to check them out.
Where are you?
Every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. More Like TV.
Yeah, that's not going to be back on till April.
Ah.
nailed us.
I mean, that's pretty, that's pretty
was
solid.
Was that a purposely bad cut edit from the music bed to just the voice?
I don't know. Rorschach was the production master of this.
Oh,
I was
that
just,
explains
I was just
a
the
lot.
Voice talent.
He is so fired.
I would be hard-pressed to call that mastery.
Can we hire him back just to fire him again?
Listen, yes. I couldn't have done this without Rorschach.
Marie, you're the boss. You can do whatever you want.
It's true.
You shouldn't do it with either you or him.
I like him. Am I the only one that loves these? Because I want to play them. I want to play
them. What's his name? JJ liked his first.
JJ Watt?
420.
No. JJ Stoner.
JJ Stoner.
Talk to myself, man.
He heard the 360 on 420 one and enjoyed it.
I want to hear the 360 on 420 one.
I don't know why. Okay. I mean, these guys keep ragging on me.
It's time to make a promo, man.
Do you like weed? What about circles? How about numbers? If all three of these things are what you want to hear on the radio, then you got to check out 360 on 420. It's all in the title. You got your 360 circles. You got your 420 weeds, and those are all numbers. 360 on 420, check them out. Weed circles, numbers, time. Sundays and Wednesdays at 11. Two shows per week. Two shows per week.
All right, stop.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he did kind of drown me out on that.
You know what? Like, when it's not on you, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, I kind of like, see?
Did you never listen to a show and only looked at the logo?
That's kind of how I did most of these.
I like it.
Probably, I'm pretty sure we did shows that aren't on the network anymore.
Which is nice. Oh, they did OSW Review, and apparently they liked it too. You want to hear that one?
Please, more than breathing.
Okay, no, then I won't. Don't worry about it.
God. Hey, guys. Dude. Yeah, I'm an ass man. Hey, guys.
I like that you laugh at the beginning. Go for it.
Hey, guys, do you like wrestling? You know it's real, don't you? We got the OSW Review Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com. And that's the bottom line. It's a bunch of Irish folks talking about American wrestling. It's still real to me, damn it!
See, Dutch isn't going to be happy about that one because Dutch does Stone Cold.
No, I
does he?
Years.
Well, that was Rorschach.
I didn't realize he was trying to be Stone Cold till now.
What are the shows that we did that aren't on the network anymore?
Let's see. Big Kev's Geek stuff really isn't on anymore.
You should play it then.
Even better.
Boy, I tell you, Doc, More Like Radio sure does need to update their website.
Right?
Okay, you see. That's a little mean. But
he's not
there's this fucking you didn't like, point out the elephant in the room. You walked up to it and fucked it.
I'm looking at the schedule and it says Big Kev's Geek Stuff, and one part's like, hey,
to be fair, I updated all the other stuff. The schedule is Mitch's job.
We're on at 4 p.m. on Thursdays, and then a whole different part goes, nope, we're on Fridays at 6 p.m. I don't even know if this show's real anymore.
If it was, I sure would listen to it.
Yeah, me too. Because you know what More Like Radio has a real lack of? Shows about geek stuff.
That's not true. That's not true. There's plenty of that content. That's sir.
Possibly.
That include ours?
What?
What was that?
Just making noises now. This is not good radio.
How is that not a perfect promo? I'm sorry.
How is it not?
Yeah.
All right.
This is the best, worst thing I ever heard in my life.
I'm so glad you decided to do
so
this.
It's so awesome.
You know what this actually reminds me of, and this is appropriate in this year, 2016. You remember 4 years ago when we challenged everyone to do political-based slander campaigns against other shows?
Hi, Pepper. Yeah.
It's
well,
Pepper.
We are in a presidential election year once again. Mm-hmm.
It's time
coming
to
up.
Do it again.
It's time for
it
some
time.
More slander.
I think it's time.
I think all we right, need to do some slander. One.
Then we're doing it right now. All right, every show, this is a fucking call out. Oh, Pepper.
Hi, Pepper.
She's little Pepper. Hi, Pepper.
She's little
Pepper. Look at Pepper. All the shows on More Like Radio, we are going to feel free to bash wherever you want. And we will see who wins the... I mean, what's
who do
the,
we start with?
What's the election for, I guess?
Limberboat McCubbins?
No, I mean, no.
I have an example.
Okay.
I mean, they're no longer with us, but it was the smear ad that I did for Ham Radio.
Oh.
Oh, please do.
Okay. This is going to be the awkward. This isn't awkward.
No, not awkward at all. Please continue, Dutch.
Can't locate. Let's see if the second works.
Oh, can't locate it.
Damn it!
Can't locate.
I hate when it happens.
So that really is like Ham Radio. Yeah.
So sorry.
Was that too mean? That was a little mean.
That was the best promo ever.
How can you not locate them? They're on like 18 different networks.
All right.
By the way, Royce.
Yes.
We made a bunch of bumpers, too. I don't know if you saw them.
Oh, really?
Yes. We're not doing a production show. You know what? I don't like the fact that Doc come on here and try to produce the goddamn DNR show. It's starting to piss me off.
Someone has to.
Well, today's episode is...
You don't think... Oh...
That shot was at Mitch. That shot was for Mitch. He's a producer. I took a shot at Mitch.
That's my point. I'm defending my good friend Mitch.
Okay.
Not cool.
Right there, you know why that's not true? Because you call them good and friend. So right there, I know that's a lie. Yeah, that's a fucking lie. Things. You're not that.
I am lying. I apologize.
And you know, you're a sociopath. You don't defend people. Get out of here.
Yes, I do. I defended an entire party from James Brown.
Yeah, fucking. So you could look like fucking Jason Bourne, who fucking saved the day. Yeah, you did.
That's the psychopathic part of your brain is you would do things so how you look to other people. I would just
Because you know what I would have done if I was there? I would have beat him to death with a book like Jason Bourne in a hallway. I would have and like kicked and punched and then
a
be
piece
like
of paper and cut his eye with it.
Yeah. Ow.
That's what I do because I'm Jason Bourne.
Yeah, exactly. Who am I? I look like Matt Damon, but I don't know who I am. Jason Bourne.
Matt Damon.
Oh, fuck. Although the new Bourne movie looks good.
Yes.
Jason Bourne.
I will be watching.
Again. Is Damon going to be back in there?
It's Damon.
Yeah, he's back.
And the
Damon.
Fighter of the night.
Matt Damon.
Champion of
Matt Damon.
He's a master of karate.
And friendship.
For everyone. All right, now we can go on.
Matt Damon.
It's never going to end, is it?
Matt Damon.
What do I have? I have like 5 Matt Damon buttons. I have no idea why.
He's just a very likable guy.
Yeah, big fan.
This is stupid.
Were you drunk Matt one Damon. Night and binge watching Matt Damon videos and decided
no,
to make
watching,
a whole bunch
of... I think of Team America and I just pulled a lot of clips from there.
Got it.
I have this one that just says Dave Matthews speak.
Oh, Dutch.
Get that brand, I forgot.
I like that. Sounds like it's concert.
That's just shit Dutch, does from a
did you ever get to watch Deadpool, Dutch?
And Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
I fucking did.
Matt Damon.
Hold on. Dutch is going to play all of his Matt Damons.
That was a compilation.
Matt Damon. Matt Damon.
Sorry.
Don't worry. When you're ready.
So no, I haven't seen it yet. I actually was planning on taking her on a date this weekend, and we were going to go
Deadpool
watch
is fucking
it's
amazing.
Awesome.
That's the only thing I've heard from anyone, and I'm chomping at the bit to go see it.
So my girlfriend hates comic book movies or isn't like not knowledgeable with them, and she loved it.
Okay, hold on. Let me correct that for you, Hammy. Your girlfriend hates comic movies but loves Ryan Reynolds' abs. So there you go. That's
who
why.
Who doesn't? It's Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, no. I came a little when I saw him. He took his shirt off. And even when he was Deadpool, I was like, I still would, you know?
If you made out with him as a straight male, that's not a gay
no,
thing.
No, it's not.
He's
absolutely
Ryan
not.
Reynolds.
You could. So, like, but before the movie started, I had to explain to her that Deadpool, like, is a character that knows he's in a comic book, breaks the fourth wall, and is a really sarcastic asshole. And then once I explained it to her and... we saw the movie. She loved it. So if my girlfriend, who has no idea about who Deadpool is, loved it, you're going to love it.
I actually enjoyed the movie on a secondary level, which was seeing it a week after opening box office and knowing that so many parents took their underage children to an R-rated movie.
That makes it even better.
I had this like
just
game.
Just because they thought it was because it was Marvel?
Exactly. I had this game in my head where I'm like, I wonder if this is a scene where people walked out.
Well, apparently.
I wonder if this is a scene where people walked out.
Apparently, they were writing the movie since 2011 or 2010, and there was going to be a scene.
Oh, I heard earlier than that.
Yeah, there
it's been like 11 years.
There was.
it was a lot longer than
well,
that.
Well, yeah, but there was something in, regardless, it was a while ago, and there was something in the script initially before Amy Winehouse died where there was going to be a recurring joke, and I've read this, it was in the actual script, where Amy Winehouse is supposed to be in the movies, and she's supposed to narrowly be avoiding death the whole time.
Oh, shit.
And then at the end of the movie, she gets killed by a bus, and Deadpool goes, I thought it would have been an overdose. Now, this is true. This is not a joke. This is really what they wrote, but they did this before she died.
You that know? Sounds oh, okay. like something that you would see in like a yeah. Deadpool comic.
Man, that's risky if you're yeah. writing out the movie for that long. A lot of people are going to die if you're doing jokes like that.
So, but just the fact that that was supposed to be in the movie is really funny.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Yeah. The movie's fantastic. I mean, absolutely. I really yes. liked it.
I enjoyed it.
Worthy of us actually purchasing movie tickets and possibly purchasing the movie when it comes out.
I
just
do.
To
I
show
would like
support.
To hear Ryan Reynolds' commentary on it. I would.
Yes.
Oh.
He was fucking hilarious and fucking his girlfriend was so hot. What's
oh
her face
God.
From Firefly and from V? What the fuck's her
Marina
name?
Marina Bakarin.
Her.
Yep.
She's
Marina
like the,
Bakarin.
She has the prettiest face alive.
She's so hot.
Really?
She's she so like hot. Right now.
I would search it, but somebody do work for me and yeah, just put it in
I'm
terror.
Doing it.
She's so
thank you,
fucking
Mitchell.
Hot in
and
this movie.
Gina Carano is so fucking hot.
And Gina
too.
Carano's in this movie?
Oh, yeah, she is.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
I was going to say, she stopped doing UFC a while ago. Oh, her. Yeah, yeah, she reminds
I
me of
love
like
her.
A young version of, oh, Jesus, why open my mouth if I can't.
Marie Lopez.
I can't pull her fucking.
She doesn't look like
that
Marie.
That was creepy. Damn it. What's your... I'm thinking of an older actress, and I can't place it. I apologize.
Look at those, look at those tits.
Sort God of. Sort of
I was titties. Thinking the same thing, Royce.
Look at those tits.
She does have great boobies.
Wow, she is fucking like that. I think that's my number one right now. She's that hot. I love her.
Gina
she's
Carano's
a little mousy for me, but
I like it. Everything. Don't you talk anything?
Is she
negative.
French, Lorraine?
I don't know what she is.
Is that what that is?
Oh, she speaks with an English accent or an American accent.
Rorschach says I loved her. I loved her in V.
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah, that's Marina Bakarin.
Oh,
yeah.
They don't look good.
Oh, yeah, those are her boobs.
Oh,
no, those,
she got them done.
What happened here? No, those are disappointing.
Royce is sad.
I'm looking
she's
at
got
a picture.
Pepperoni sized nipples.
I'm
Royce.
Looking at a picture.
I like that.
Of her boobs. No, they're all right. They're right. But like
young her though, she's had kids since then. They're bigger.
They're probably bigger. You're right.
Oh, maybe she's had kids. Boo. Boo. Wendy Tessaverde. Boo.
Yeah, she's
boo.
Right
liar.
Now, actually.
Boo. Boo.
Boo.
Kids.
Boo. Wendy. Boo. Wendy Tessaverde. Boo. Boo. Wendy. Boo. Wendy. Boo. Wendy. Liar.
You said Wendy Tessaverde.
No, those
boobs
are
bad.
Hot.
They're nice.
Those
are
hot. That was a bad picture. That's
you're right.
Great,
that was a bad picture.
A great
that was
boobs,
a bad
man.
Picture. I'm going to say right now that you know she has very great boobs.
She's
absolutely
got
great body.
Great
boob, the torso ratio is like, it's weird.
Yeah, she was on Homeland too. Yeah, no, she's good.
Okay, Homeland too?
It's the revenge of Brody. Okay. So Brody's revenge.
I never got into that movie because I heard like it TV started show. Taking a Dexter turn where it starts out awesome and then just starts going to like, I can't believe anything that's happening on the screen right now.
Yeah.
Like I can't even suspend disbelief for how dumb what's going on.
Marie, yeah, she looks like your twin in this GIF. How would you know?
It says GIF is GIF.
GIF, sorry.
I've seen her boobs, but like just her face. And I keep thinking it's Marie. And then I'm like, oh, wait, no. Maybe
that's what
I
said in the beginning of the conversation.
Yeah,
but it was creepy when you said it, John.
Yeah, when Sherry says it, it's hot.
No.
Oh, what the fuck?
I don't know about the boobs so much, but
face, yeah.
There's a Marie-esque quality. I think it's the lack of chin.
The first couple photos, yeah. I could kind of see if these.
Sorry,
like,
are we,
the last
wait,
one.
Are
it's
we
fine.
Dissecting Marie right
it's
now?
Fine. This one. It's Marie. Well, thank you. I'll take it as a compliment.
I guess.
She's hot as fuck.
I mean, I'm definitely going to use it next time we have sex, but besides that, it's fine. You know I am, too, by the
Do
way.
Do you think you can share bras with her?
Perhaps.
And can you get that short little haircut she has here? Because it's going to look cute. And just so I can pretend you're her, it's
pixie
fine.
Pixie haircut?
Pixie cut.
I hate short hair and woman.
Marie's boobs are bigger than that. Thank you, Kelsey.
Well, about the same.
I don't know. That's about the size of my
boobs.
It's about
the same, I would think.
It's about the same size.
About the same.
About the same.
Yeah.
Not that I've stared at your wife's boobs like
well, to
times,
be fair, there
I have.
But Sherry.
they look like they're about 34 C's.
Sherry and Marie swap bras at some point.
Yeah.
For
science.
Yeah, for science.
They look like my boobs, too.
Oh, yeah?
Well, thanks for ruining it, Hammy. We're having a good time. A really good time looking at her
tits. Moving on.
Hey, Hammy, you want to come to Branson next year?
Yeah.
No. I would love to.
Well, you guys should totally come. It'll be fun.
Are we really going to Branson?
No, we're not.
Again?
They are. No. We're not. They are.
Oh, okay.
By themselves.
You guys
this
really
think you guys want to go back to that Titanic museum again?
No.
Oh, you're right. There's some things that I missed.
Titanic.
Oh, God. Sherry bought a fucking Titanic.
John didn't buy it for me, so I had to buy it for myself.
It's a tea steeper. You put your tea leaves in it and you put it in your cup of water, but it's shaped like the Titanic. There's a bunch of holes in it.
I went around to different people at work. I'm like, I want to create fire starters that look like the Twin Towers. Is that inappropriate? And they're like, Sherry. I'm like,
I was going to say, if they had a lighter that had like four flames come out the side of like a long tower, like, would anyone go for that?
Yes, I would buy it.
I guess, you just add enough the time, Titanic, they would.
Just as lots of people died on the Titanic.
Yeah, but.
Name five.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mike, that's an actor. Not.
I lived on the Titanic.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure I died.
You did die, Mitch, remember?
Oh, you're talking about the cards you guys got out of that dumb thing.
Hey, our picture is on our fridge in a frame that costs $32.
I threw that out.
No, it's not. It's still there. I looked yesterday because I had
did
to
pull it out of the trash?
I put it today in my scrapbook.
Ours is on the bulletin board in our studio. Along with Mitch's nude Merry Christmas
so
card. And along with Mitch's nude Welcome to Florida card. And
I just keep, and my problem is I just keep looking at this GIF here, and I can't stop because her boobs are so nice.
She's got a nice, dude, she's hot.
And she keeps lovely. Like futzing with her panties. It's so fantastic.
Aside from the Bob haircut, but I mean,
I agree.
Girls who look that good, like, why are you ruining everything by cutting your hair short?
No, she has longer hair in Deadpool. She looks even better than in this GIF that's posted.
Now look at all the pictures.
You see boob, don't you, Sherry?
Yes.
Do we see her boobs in Deadpool?
No, you don't see her boobs. They cover. You see her nude, but she's covering.
I thought
there
was like a nip. But you see Ryan Reynolds' cock.
Yes, you do see Ryan Reynolds' cock.
Dick?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
They go full Wang.
I can't wait. We have to go now. Damn it! Can I go by myself?
No.
Why?
Because I need to be there.
You don't care about Deadpool or Marvel comics
about
or anything
penis
geek related.
Wait, okay, she does care.
Not
about
only
penis
do you see boob, but you also see top of veg.
Ooh.
No, you see full frontal. There's a scene where you see some full frontal.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. The strip club. Yeah, it's true.
So,
but yeah, what I'm saying with
Miranda
Baccara,
it's super rated R movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I heard it was.
Like, it's not even one of those. It's like, well, you know, kid could watch this.
Biggest opening for R rated movie, like R rated comedy, right? Because mm-hmm. I think it's labeled as a comedy.
Did you
I
see?
Think it's the highest grossing R-rated movie in February ever.
Did you see that Ryan Reynolds? You know, you I'm sure you heard the whole Kanye backstage at SNL thing, right?
No.
Really? All right. Well,
what did he say this time?
that's the best. Kanye
he said the guys get shirts.
Don't make a fucking maniac out of me.
Okay. This is Kanye backstage, and he's losing his mind at SNL a couple weeks ago. Whoa! That was not good timing, Dutch. Come on, buddy.
That was perfect timing.
Come on, buddy.
Don't fat finger, though.
No listeners. We can't do that.
By intentionally pressing play on my iTunes playlist. That was an accident.
Oh, no.
We can never take that back.
I didn't mean to type that in the search bar and then press play. That was not what I meant to do. I apologize.
That's fantastic.
Okay. Can we play the Kanye West SNL backstage rant now?
Hey guys, what's going on for Complex News? Just prior to
my God.
Perform and SNL has acquired and it's
exactly. Now I'm off. That air Taylor Swift fake ass. Now I ain't gonna do this.
We call Taylor Swift the fake ass.
In the motherfucking internet. I'm into 6 years of this fucking shit. Me.
Yes, Marie?
Can you please give me some context to this rant? Because it sounds...
Why did you fast forward the woman explaining what was going on?
Okay, so basically the context was Kanye was going to be the musical guest on SNL, and they replaced a bunch of the tiles that was on the floor because it was fucking with the cameras. Right. And Kanye West lost his shit because he needed to be musically genius or whatever.
Right. But why does his rant sound so edited and so cut up? Like, someone is that all one rant or is it multiple things?
Multiple rants that he was having backstage.
Someone was recording him.
They're cutting out Bobby Moynihan trying to calm him down.
Yeah, come on, hey, Kanye, come on, buddy.
Hey, man, I'll do Drunk Uncle just for you backstage. Is that cool?
I was about to make that same joke. That's Jesus fucking Christ. So... They took that shit without asking me. Those are the tiles you're referring to, Mitch. Now I'm bummed. Now, what's the Taylor Swift thing? That and Taylor Swift
she
fake
ass. She had gotten that award, and she was like, this is for, you know, all the young women. And don't try to act like you... if people are trying to take credit for your success, just fuck them. And Kanye recently said he's responsible for her success.
She wouldn't be as big if he hadn't gone on stage and done what he done.
Basically, she's basically saying haters gonna hate. Yeah, it was what her acceptance speech was.
Would you say she would recommend for him to shake it off?
Shake it off. There's a petition going around. People want not Ryan Reynolds, but the character Deadpool to host SNL. This is after the movie came out. After this rant came out, Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool made this fake leaked tape at SNL.
Oh yeah, I love this stuff. For,
Michael. SNL took my fucking life of Pablo without asking. Now that and Rick Taylor, fake ass. I'm gonna break the motherfucking internet. It's 7 years since X-Men Origins. Fuck this shit. I'm the biggest most rated R movie of all time. Are they fucking crazy? I'm 50% more influential than MC Hammer, Apostle Judas Iscariot, the Key of Sorrento, 10% more influential than Barbara Bush, the Muppets, Bob Newhart, 60% more influential than the iPhone 5, Shredded Cheese, and Dr. Ruth, 7% less influential than the Urban Dictionary. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. Dead or alive, 3% more than Wolverine. Yeah.
And that's the clip.
I love it. The marketing for Deadpool has been outstanding.
The fact is,
I have heard him publicly in other interviews say how he loved Deadpool that character for a long time. And that's the reason why he agreed to play it in that Wolverine movie. And he's publicly said multiple times how he thought that they completely bastardized the entire role, which we all said, I think, on the show when that first came out.
It turns out it's not even him in the second half of that movie. They got a stunt guy.
Well, either or. But does he? My question is, does he address that in the movie? Yes. Don't tell me.
Oh, yes, he does.
Told me. You just did it again.
That's twice.
Why did you ask?
Asshole.
You just said,
motherfucker.
You asked a question, then yelled.
I asked you not to tell me.
Oh,
my. Hold on. You said my question is.
Is yeah.
Do they do that in the movie?
Said, don't tell me.
Tell me.
Why do you ask? That's on you, bro.
Words that come out of a human being's mouth. I asked. Don't tell me. And then you told me.
But I'm very disappointed.
But why would?
I didn't ask. I asked you to tell me.
But, hey, Royce, can I borrow $10? Don't give me money.
Okay.
No, don't give me money.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to convey to you people. Okay. Listen to the last thing a person says, not the first.
I skip most of what people say.
Yeah. So that's on you, Dutch.
Well, only listen to the end then. That's how I work.
I look at logos, and then I make promos from them. That's all I do.
And by the way,
Kelsey, I love you. Make me a drink.
Dutch.
And by the way, John, the other thing that they definitely are in the same universe as X-Men for sure, as the 20th Century Fox.
I heard that it probably wouldn't work because of the amount of fourth wall breaking that happens.
No,
like,
it would work.
It's kind of its own thing now.
No, it would work because in the comic books they could just do it in the movie. In the comic books, they play it off as he's just crazy.
Yeah,
like he's just talking nonsense.
I see them in like the forthcoming movies that they'll have more and more of the X Squad.
Well, I read because of Deadpool, the new Wolverine movie is going to be rated R.
Yay! Yeah.
That's true.
Yep,
I heard it's gonna be like old man Wolverine, which is gonna be fucking badass.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman was super happy about like one of those X movies where he came back for one line, where he said like "go fuck yourself." And that was like the one fuck word they were allowed to
first
have.
Class.
Like a First class.
First class, yeah.
Because it was PG-13, you're only allowed to have one fuck per.
And they gave it to Wolverine.
And they gave it to him.
Well, they, man, Deadpool mentions everything. You got to watch. I mean, it's beautiful. The way
can't
he did,
wait.
It's can so go beautiful.
Right now? No, I have to work tomorrow. Never mind.
You already asked that.
I know.
All right, Dutch, are we supposed to wrap up now, buddy? Because it's after midnight.
I was letting you assholes go, but then you had to spoil something I asked you not to spoil for me.
Okay, I apologize.
Oh, they don't do that in the movie, then.
Mm-mm. Spoil things?
I would say don't. One of my favorite
characters. In the movie, they don't cover Wolverine Origins at all.
No, they don't.
Or Green Lantern.
Or Green Lantern. They don't cover yeah. Green Lantern at
oh,
all.
Oh, please tell me they trashed
no,
that.
No, they don't. Great. Don't. No, that don't tell don't. Them.
You're sorely don't disappointed.
Them. Don't tell them. Don't tell them. No. No, they don't.
They're not going to tell him
Jackman at all either.
They don't. Yeah, they don't poke fun at Hugh Jackman at all.
Yeah,
really?
At all?
Not they even don't? Once.
They Damn, don't
they
at all.
I figured they would cover that.
Oh no,
he
doesn't. Yeah.
He never puts on the red outfit either.
Nope.
Nope.
It's all just a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Purgatory, like Lost.
Yep.
So
we have a big Why Are You Better list today.
We probably should. Let's see. Let's just go with Marie first. Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because you guys can't tell if I'm equivalent to Morena Baccarin or not.
God, that was going to be mine.
You actually, that's a really won. Good better. You won. All right. Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week. <for Ducks and Wines. laughs> Don't forget to listen to Hippo Juice tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m. Should we just end it?
It's up to you.
I'm going to go with this bit. Fuck it. We'll see you guys tomorrow night.
Mañana. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening. Hey, yeah. Fuck Rorschach and Doc, you asshole. Yeah.